Pokemon, March Madness 2024. And if you've already heard me say this multiple times, thank you for following my TikTok. This is our Pokemon episode with Michael Schumer. Michael, hello.
Hello, hello.
All right, so on this episode, we are talking the future of Pokemon, everything that's going on. Well, not necessarily everything going on currently, but the things that we're looking forward to moving forward. So Pokemon ZA, Pokemon Generation 10, because there's some news on that. Not a whole lot of news, but some news. And then we'll be talking about the thing I've been doing, the Pokemon TikTok tournament that I've been running this March and April. So me and Michael will be talking about this currently, what is happening as of right now through Sweet 16. But when this episode drops, it will be probably almost done with the Elite Eight and heading into the Final Four then. So I'll probably come back in for the latest half, just to give a short little update about the TikTok tournament. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Michael, do you want to say the fabulous words?
Wow, it's been a minute since I've done this.
Yeah. Give me your best.
Here, we don't have... Oh my god, dude, I'm blanking. Why haven't I done this in so long?
It's just cue the music. You just gotta do it in like the best voice.
Cue the music.
That works. Welcome to Don't Evolve. In this place, like Ash, Ketchum, and Pikachu, we don't evolve. We just level up.
Pokemon!
Michael, hello. March Madness.
How's it going, buddy?
2024. And if you've already heard me say this multiple times, thank you for following my TikTok. This is our Pokemon episode with Michael Schumer. Michael, hello.
Hello, hello.
I want to change it.
Yeah.
All right, so on this episode, we are talking
committed to
the future of Pokemon, everything that's going on. Well, not necessarily everything going on currently, but
the
things that we're looking forward to moving forward. So Pokemon GA, Michael and Generation 10.
You want your chance to read news on that?
Not a whole lot of news, but some
news. Here's your chance.
And then we'll be talking about the thing I've been doing.
The music.
The Pokemon. All
right, I'm going to do it. Okay, take number one.
Tournament.
Cue the music.
So me and Michael will be talking
about what
is happening as of right now.
Cue the music.
But when this episode drops,
you gotta level
up. We'll be almost done with the Elite Eight and heading into the Final Four.
Fonzie, cue the music.
Come back in for the latest half.
You should have went with that.
I should have went with that one.
Maybe you should. Michael, do you want to say the fabulous words?
Roll into the cold open so I can get their best performance.
Wow, it's been a minute.
But also, I
kind of
just. Here you go.
Your best.
Yeah, there you go. It's like they're all kidding. Here,
we don't.
Like,
oh my god, dude, I'm blanking. Why haven't I done this in so long?
It's simply, I'll go and jump in.
It's just cue the music.
Do
it in like the best voice.
Cue the music.
Michael, ready to talk Pokemon? You ready to be welcome to Pokemon that you are? Well, that was bad. I'm going to start it over.
As far as Pokemon goes, watch me. This will be Michael.
Welcome
Stan
to Don't Evolve Me, the place like Ash. Pikachu,
it doesn't have to be.
We just someone up.
I'm somewhat on buddy stick, but
it goes.
I've been
goes.
Game freak.
You know what? I'm excited
because
like
many times.
For doing Pokemon, is it a thing? Even though I'm not bored,
I think it's not really Game Freak, honestly, as far as development stuff goes. I think it's more the Pokemon
Pokemon. Yeah.
I think that's what the problem is. Like, there's too much.
Anyway,
Michael,
that's
what's killing this brand for me. Like, if they just stopped or just, like...
Give us your three best, like, cue the music.
I think what... All right, I'm going to do it. Okay, take number one.
I'm going to go into a tirade here, so stop me if you need to.
Cue the music!
We can save it. We have a whole introduction.
We do. I'll hold off.
I'll type it in. Michael tirade.
Cue the music!
let's get to it. What are you?
I had to throw one, you know, at a level emote.
Right now.
All right.
So you saw it when we had
cue the music.
Easter, but I've been loving that BU mini.
That's the best one. You should have with that.
I should have went with that one.
Little.
Maybe you should like scrap the audience before even like.
So I have been getting into the wonderful wacky word of single
player
computer game.
Like saying fuck it, here you go.
An example of this.
Yeah, there you go.
To my understanding, it's still very much so.
Into the pool. It's like, can he swim?
It's just like,
ooh, you're not off to a good start.
So Steam Deck, Switch, I think.
We'll see. I'll go with computer gaming devices. To,
and there's a whole slew of other options as well. A lot of them originate from China, so you're going to be kind of hit or miss on the overall quality. But the one I ended up picking up is the Miu Mini Plus.
Yeah, as far as Pokemon goes, yeah. Watch me. This will be a Michael Sad episode.
Is what he would say, and it's got the Famicom cover. I mean, like, really dig it. Jake, actually, I don't know.
I'm somewhat optimistic. I've been Game Freak has burned me.
I ended up picking it up. It can emulate up to the PlayStation 1. No joysticks.
I thought they were done doing Pokemon.
It's such a nice device. I think it's not really back to the past. Like, especially recently, I'm playing so many.
I think it's more of the Pokemon company.
How do I phrase this? I guess, like, just modern games. I've been kind of feeling burnt out on it. There's just something nice about going back to the simple stuff.
For me, like, before they just stopped, or just like
as fun and cool as
I think what. I think they've just kind of like a lot of
modern gaming is. So stop me if you need get.
I mean, we could save it. We have a whole introduction.
We do. Nice I'll hold off.
Just simpler time. So it's nice having a device that literally just directly.
Michael Tyrade. All right.
Compliments that. So I've been playing a lot of. I've been playing the OG Final Fantasy VII.
Right now,
I've been playing.
So you saw it when we had that game. I'm up
for Easter, but I've been loving
that.
That
was the game that like when I was testing out.
It's so nice, like perfect for just little Pokemon. Yeah, Pokemon Pinball slaps. I'm actually like, okay, here's
so I have been getting into the wonderful wide world of single board computer.
On the off chance some dude from Game Freak is listening right now,
to my understanding,
make more Pokemon Pinball. Give me. I need like the paddles. I need devices. The Steam Deck, Switch, I think are technically considered
mainline into my veins. Devices.
And there's a whole slew of it's incredible options as well. A lot of them are originally from China, so you're going to be kind of
That's on it, dude.
Overall quality.
That's on it.
But the one I
100%.
That's on it for you. I'm not sold quite yet on it. I'm not against it.
Classic white. It's just like a shell, I guess, is what he would say, and it's got the Famicom cover colors. Really dig it. Jake, actually, I don't know if I ever sent you the other pictures of it. I'm going to do it here while we're talking.
Well, I think that's, like, before we get into it,
but I know I ended up picking it up. Yeah, it can emulate up to the PlayStation 1. No joysticks.
I don't know, like,
it's
as far as this kind of ties into what I've been nerding out
it's
on,
it's such a nice device to like, go back to the past. Like, especially recently, I've been playing so many.
I replayed, or just
how I phrase it. I guess like just modern games, and I've been kind of feeling burnt out on it. There's just something nice about going back.
And one thing I absolutely loved about that game is that before into as fun and cool as
the gaminess of games. That sounds really weird.
Modern like there's is, so many mini
it,
games
it can just
unbelievable
get to be
like, there's they have like a little Fall Guys nice kind of like mini like game in there where you turn into a
so it's nice having a device that literally just jumping around off these platforms. There's
compliments that so I've been playing a lot of I've been playing the OG Final Fantasy VII.
Like that's just one of them. There's so many
I can't even begin
way
to
too much Pokemon pinball.
Like,
that game is
mini game where you're on a motorbike smashing like with a giant sword
that,
and you're
like,
cutting off
out,
like,
that was the
killing other
was
people while you're racing down a highway. It's just
Pokemon
Pokemon wacky,
pinball slaps. I'm
mean,
actually
funny,
like okay, here's before well, like,
and it just brings a lot of joy episode
I guess like, right now.
I think that's
not gonna like on the off chance
I love games like
some dude from Game Freak is listening right now
and
make more Pokemon pinball. Give me I need the paddles. I need the catching I need
trying to go through
just
my head
mainline it into my veins it,
there's
well,
so many games that
have
kind of lost
I
it it's all gonna be
like,
dour like super
games.
Serious
oh that's
like,
on it
it's got comedy it's
that's on it
100%.
That's on it for you.
They just,
I
think there's been a
I'm
like loss
that
yet
element on it,
like,
I'm not against
dude
it.
You're literally staring at a screen
it's just like controller hands. Like, let's just make this shit as wacky as possible.
Like the old Crash.
Yeah,
well,
I think that's
Spyro.
Like before we get
like,
into it.
Like,
I know, we're
yeah, and that's
yes.
like, that's like one thing,
and that's exactly
like the
what
fun,
I missed.
Quirky,
like playing it,
I
was I
don't
like,
know, like,
man, this is just as far as
I feel like I'm kidding, what I've been nerding out on
playing. So that's what I've been nerding out on
over Easter,
and then just playing with my Wii U Mini. I replayed. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Trilogy they're doing.
No, it's good because like I feel
one
like
thing
I
absolutely love about that game is it leans into
One Piece as always. Baldur's Gate,
like just the gaminess of games. That sounds really weird and cringe, but like there's so many mini games. Unbelievable. Like there's they have like a little Fall Guys kind of.
I just like I have a
where you turn into a frog and your party members are jumping around off these platforms.
If I had the time. I would jump in more campaigns because I have a lot of character ideas I want
to
try.
That's just one of them. There's so many. I can't even begin to describe. Like, there's a mini game where you're on a motorbike smashing like a giant sword and you're cutting off, like killing other people while you're racing down a highway. It's just
nerdier than you are,
wacky, funny. Like,
but I made a new one.
And it just brings a lot of joy. Character. I guess like that's.
Yeah. So I gave him five. And he
as much as I
them.
Love games like God of War, Ragnarok, and 2018, or Last of Us,
who was
Uncharted.
Trick technically, but I had a couple pretty much told as a recently. Child that he's going to be this great ruler.
There's been so many games that have kind of lost it, and it's always got to be this dour, like super serious. Even if it's got comedy,
so he lives with this attitude that he is.
I think there's been like a loss of that element of like
very much think,
dude you're literally staring
Thanos,
at the screen
like
with a fucking
personality
like
Thanos.
Controller
it's kind of like
let's just make this shit as wacky as possible
like the old
someone who's
Crash,
like
just
yeah
old giant Spyro like person. It's just like it's just like he's
yeah and that's
like,
and that's exactly
at the end
what
of the day,
I missed like, playing it. I was like, man, this is just
becoming this.
I feel like I'm a kid again in a lot of ways playing
else.
It. Like,
and I thought that was just
so that's what I've been nerding out on.
You, like,
and then just playing with my Wii U Mini.
Monstrous.
Yeah, player. Sorry. Tirade.
You know. No, it's just because like, I feel like I just, mine has just changed, really. I mean, One Piece is always Baldur's Gate.
You know,
I restarted. I'm just going to like push through everything. I don't know. It was just insane. I actually
have
to try that.
Have you beaten
it
yet?
So that's what I've been doing. No, I have not. I'm in Nashville. I just like, I have a really getting into D&D.
Right on. Right on. I can dig it.
If I had the time. The two other things that I've been more doing games, Pokemon Go, because I have a lot of character ideas I want to try. I love the role playing Scott recently. So
sure,
I'm watching my anime reviews. I will say, out of the four generations I've watched
in one of my
last
episodes,
at least like for the first like beginning part of the anime, Sinnoh's the best. But I made a new one.
I remember
a whole new character
like that coming out when
I
was younger. Like there was maybe I'm wrong.
I made another.
Rose colored glasses, but I feel like there was
this
big jump in animation quality.
Was
too.
Tricked.
That
well, tricked technically, but
a little bit
better. Pretty much told
it's
a
child
better
than
he's
going
to be this great
season.
Who, like, is just
I will say it
jumps
a lot when you're to, like, Kalos
or Dragonborn.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
And so he lives with, like,
the
attitude
that he is,
from what I've seen.
Like, the Chosen. Aloha, like, they kind of
very much think
stuff a little bit.
Think
and then Thanos.
Like, the
I haven't watched a lot of
the
journeys.
It's
kind of
like where I'm
getting
myself to.
But no, the reason why I think Sinnoh just looks
better.
Someone who's
like
just more focused
on
tall, giant,
being a better
trainer
than
who is like he's
sensible
itself.
And
they actually
introduce
a rival that like
being
the
ruler
is kind of becoming this
not just scary like snobbish
like oh I'm better.
I thought that
was just
like
fascinating.
Someone
who's
just
like
Paul,
like
Paul's fucking tight. I remember being like God, what a dick. But that's like
a barbarian.
Part of the charm is for him. Like,
fun to be
he makes Gary look
like,
oh, okay, he was, that's, whatever.
That
was that guy.
You know,
yeah, Paul comes up and he's like,
yeah, just gonna, like, push
I'm King Daddy.
I don't know, it was just exciting.
Well, he's just
like,
I'm
trying it out.
Like,
you're so
that's
what
I've been
doing.
Pokemon
gets spun out of here. My
yeah,
like,
yeah.
A whole new character. Just
you know,
try it on
it's kind of nice. And I just like
right
the fact that like,
right
they have,
I can dig it.
More emphasis on battling.
The two other things I've been doing is,
like,
it just feels more
anime
with Scott recently, whereas like
sure.
Action Force,
sure.
I was fun anime. We're doing Sinnoh, like, and I will
yeah,
say,
I do
like,
remember him
30 episodes. At least,
yeah,
like,
of
for
that,
the
where
first,
he's just
like,
oh,
like,
hey, I actually need to beat this guy's ass.
Sinnoh's the best by far.
I remember Sinnoh still does like it. That I coming mean, out when I was younger and being like, "Oh, this, like there is maybe I'm remembering like rose colored glasses."
It's
but
nice
I think
for
it was
kids. Nice for
big jump in animation
show.
Quality.
Too. Like I don't pay attention to them. Yeah, my opinion is like, hey, if it's a gym battle, like better. It's well, I mean better than the first. And if it's like a
falls
season,
in it,
I want to watch it.
I will say it jumps in a lot more
like
than
I'm in Kalos.
You're like, I'm in the
pocket.
For sure.
I'm excited for the game.
I'm king.
Scott's like, you're gonna help him like now. So well, he's just like, I'm like, you're a weak bookmark. If you try, you know what you're doing. Like, you're like, get down.
You know, that's like a rite of passage,
nice.
Though. Like, that first,
just,
the first time you lose a save, it's like, you'll never forget. You'll
like,
never fucking, that's not true. You'll try to never forget. I think it took me a while,
like,
but even now I'm sure, like,
kind of
not super recently, because autosave's
like,
more prevalent.
Dude,
yeah,
for, like,
I do remember forgotten saves
of that, where
you're like, oh, hey, I actually
just
without even realizing
it'd
be like, embarrassing me. Forgot.
Yeah, you know, like Sinnoh still does it. Interesting.
And, like the Pokemon animates.
So and Husqvarna, it's not like Yellow, where like you can kind of pick up. It's nice for kids. Nice for background or fan.
You can have
like I don't pay attention to those ones. My only thing is like, hey, if it's a gym battle, like I'm watching. Are there to be picked? And if it's
yeah, they're on the road.
I want to watch it. If it's the Sinnoh League, I'm like, then I'm. And then we were
in the pocket.
It's Cerulean City, and but yeah, it's charming. I'm like. And I'm like, excited to get to see whatever like generations, you know? And do it, especially
it's just about. Context, background information.
The only other thing
Scott
is that Pokemon is very much playing a lot of that. Like of all the Star Wars, like, that's
a lot better
now. He actually knows what he's doing.
Okay.
Yeah, love him, but he has main character syndrome. But like, we're getting into it. There was a time
he thinks the world,
he thinks he's the main character.
Auto save
every. And we went through all mountains.
I mean,
we beat Misty,
it tracks.
It does.
And I didn't
like,
save
Pikachu. I forgot to save.
Of course, he doesn't know.
No.
I'm like, hey, I think he's going to be the first. So we had, I'm like, hey, look, there's a Charmander. You said,
that's like,
see,
that's
what
he
like.
Thinks.
I don't know if he'll evolve them to
just
Raichu.
Context, background information.
I don't know.
I feel
Scott's
like
Pokemon is
sake of the show.
It should of all the Star Wars, that's his favorite. That's the only one he cares
but
about.
Yeah.
I love him, but he
like
has
like
main syndrome. Like, he's all, like, oh, man, this was a lot.
He thinks the world, like, he thinks he's
the
main character.
All right, should we get to the news?
Sure thing. Let's do it. I mean, it tracks. At that age.
It does. So he loves
it's time
like, that's his
for a new squeaky.
And my daughter, like, we did the three stars thing, and she picked Charmander. So, like, Charmander got some Pokemon.
It was first.
Well, she also
obviously,
like,
Pokemon ZA is, like,
Now, Outlake is just association like that was flying out. Is it this year? Or no, early 2025. Right now, she kept up with it.
Now you got me looking at the plushes.
No, it is early 2025. I don't know from you guys, too, apart. But anyway, Scott, we're playing this really playing this game. We're going up the bridge.
Pokemon Z coming out.
I mean, it's an Arceus Charmander. Arceus.
Oh, there's Charmander. It
does not go through.
It does not get announced.
And I just look at him like, hey, I think he's going to be a Charmander. You should forget if it's new.
I don't even know if they've officially confirmed it's from Switch. They just announced the game's being released. It's more likely to be a Switch sequel by my estimations because the rumors on the Gaming Leak side show that it's going to be
tentatively,
I think the name of it will be the Switch Attach. That's what I've heard for the name. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's legit or not. That's just what I've seen.
He wasn't alive, obviously during that time. So
Pokemon Z, that was a bunch of. I should have got this right because this is based off Salos, like Kalos, which is in Paris,
and it's specifically. That's like Incaps. That's what he uses. So I don't know if he'll evolve them to
rumors.
And I guess like we're already going into
I don't know. Right? Yeah,
I feel like say this. I'm gonna say this
the show.
Pokemon
be Pikachu
Funko. But yeah. There is rumors in the next one that's coming out.
Like
it. It's coming out for
Alright. Oh man, this is a long nerdy out intro, okay. But it's Pokemon yet, of course.
Alright, there are a bunch of them that are rumored to come out.
Let's get into the news.
Teyursa.
The new
Sprigato. Mimikyu.
Dude, what? Oh my god. I'm not a huge Funko Pop fan myself, but Mimikyu is my boy. If they made a Mimikyu Funko Pop,
obviously Pokemon ZA is now officially rumored. That's
Squishmallow. Oh, I'd be all over
that. Is it this year? No, early 2025.
I haven't kept up with it. Now you got me looking on Siri here now.
No, it is early 2025. And so with, I knew there was like other rumors to it, and I forgot where I saved it. But with Pokemon Z, it was also rumored. It's Arceus again. Pokemon and Arceus
for Funko Pops
officially.
Yes.
For the Switch, sure.
They're going for like legendaries. And I don't even know if they've officially confirmed it's for the Switch. They
just
announced their game's being released. It's more likely to be
Switch
sequel by my estimations because they are.
Finally got
the rumors on the game.
Was it on Amazon?
Show that it's gonna
finally, it was available. Got it for cheap. It was like for 30.
Tentatively, I think the name of it will be the Switch Attach. Is what I heard. For the name.
Wulu came out?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that's legit or not. That's just
what
I've
seen.
It's like
one of the ones that, like, I don't know why they picked Wulu, but, like, so, Pokemon Z, there's a bunch of rumors, right? Because this is based off Kalos, which is in Paris, and it's supposed to be specifically...
Yeah, Luxray is out here.
In
Kalos.
So,
go.
Yeah. He's their rumor, in my opinion. And I guess, like, he's like anyone's... Yeah, I'm going to say, like, I'm going to say this. I don't think I can claim him as a favorite. It's just everyone enjoys him. There is
how can he not?
The
he's
next
that
one.
Boy.
Sabo, Cassell, yeah. Sabo and Grookey and Funko Pop Bunny also came out.
Ooh, I did see those.
I'm kind of in, guaranteed. I've got to add a bunch of them that are...
Like, we're past Generation 8.
Go Generation 9. What the rumor is that they're doing.
Dude, what? Oh my god. I'm not a huge Funko Pop fan myself.
But maybe that's just the old
but. Mimikyu is my boy. If they made a Mimikyu Funko Pop or a Mimikyu...
Director! Or
the other big
that's
Squishmallow.
That's
oh, I'd be all
tomorrow.
Over that.
Oh, yeah, I think
the director
Sapphire
Craig
would
also be.
Sure, let's see.
Is,
he is a fan. I think I know Cruella de Vil. I knew there was like other rumors to it, and I forgot where I saved
that's
it.
The news is that it was also rumored
on top of
Super Blaziken.
I think Blaziken is also
tomorrow.
Was it Torchon?
Cast or not cast?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They found the director possibly.
I'm sure they're
big
going for like legendaries and stuff.
That's
so interesting.
And I
would thought they would have stuck with.
Well.
But I guess Lux.
Rumor. Julia Garner. Rumors. But I have everything but a Silver Umbreon.
Wait.
Finally
what?
Got it. Wasn't on Amazon, but not the
finally
OG
was available.
Silver
got it for cheap. It was like for another version on Amazon for at one point.
Oh, I'm
Silver
seeing that
Silver.
Now. This is that chick
out?
From that God, what's
like one of the ones
Ozark,
that like
right.
I don't know why they picked Wulu, but like I like it. It's
interesting.
You pointed
that's
out earlier
that
Luxray came out. Luxray is probably like the last bit of news.
Yeah, Luxray is out here.
Is Hell World.
Look at him go.
Yeah. Has just brought
one of my Ray bosses.
I think he's like anyone's favorite. Like I don't play. I don't think I can claim I haven't played. He's just everyone.
Interesting, but I haven't played.
How can he not? He's that boy.
Make it more like Pokemon. Bunny, at least in terms of
I did
like,
see those
kind of Pokemon Go. At least I kind of end on it, and I'm like, it's just like we're past Generation 8. Go Generation 9.
You know, it's so interesting with power.
Rumors that's what they're doing. But I don't know. I feel like Gen 2, Gen 3, like, where's the love for the older generation? Like, but maybe that's just the old man in me. All right, a couple more news.
Maybe. This might.
Director.
This headset is killing me here. I'm sorry. All right. I was going to say.
Tomorrow.
It's so interesting with Power World because I think Craig, we have seen that there is a definite market and interest.
He did
in a different take on Pokemon. Well, like people like are craving like, and I don't. This so is what I'll try to hold myself back from getting into my period. But like people are craving a different way to experience Pokemon.
They found the director.
Like, the gym battles are cool, but I think Arceus kind of like showed like.
Maybe you do, Mike.
Oh,
Julia Garner.
We don't. A lot of people are very okay with not following the standard formula. Anymore.
Silver Surfer.
Wait,
yeah,
what?
I feel like Scarlet Violet did that, although but not the OG Silver Surfer, or I should say, another version. Arceus Legends definitely show that. Like,
oh, this is that chick
Pokemon
from that.
So the idea of catching Pokemon.
God, what's that?
It's exciting. Ozark. And I still want the gym format because I like the tournament style format. Now they put Gen 8.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
Like, it's on Elite 4. It was just genuinely a tournament.
Last bit of the news.
But I feel like it would just be cool if they is Power World. You know, just like instead of
about half-assing
these ideas, just and going at it. I don't play.
Mm-hmm.
And like giving out like an actual like good take instead of just half-assing.
But I just thought I'd mention like, hey, Raid Bosses,
make it more like Pokemon.
I feel like, at least in
the that's like, getting into it a little
Pokemon
bit.
Go, at
so
least in, like, the newer games.
Should we get into Pokemon ZA and talk about that?
Yeah, let's do it. You know, it's so interesting with.
I think that's
kind of
like where our heads at. So Pokemon ZA is the next game that's coming out. Pokemon or Pokemon Legends
Michael.
Z through A or C dash A, or is it Pokemon Legends Z? No, I'm not quite sure.
This might I don't really know. I think they just said, hey, here's the name of the game and left it.
All
right. People were like,
Pokemon.
It's so interesting with Power World because I think we have seen that there is a definite market and interest. People want and I don't. This is what
that'll be referred to as
holding my son back from getting into my tirade. But like, people are craving a different way to experience. Like, there you go.
The
gym battles are cool, but I think Arceus kind of like showed like.
So what? All right. So my first question is, Michael, what should we expect? From this
game? A lot of people are very okay with not.
Arceus went back in time for Sinnoh.
Yeah, and
this time
I feel like Scarlet Violet did that.
It was five essentially five small map areas.
Arceus Legends definitely showed that, like, we just want
no
good world direction.
Like, the idea of catching Pokemon,
it's exciting.
And I still want the tournament format because I like the tournament style format.
And
that's
what
Gen
8
was exciting.
It
was different.
It's on Pokemon
4.
It
was just genuinely a
fun.
You can maneuver.
I feel like it just
not super smoothly, but, like, pretty, you know, just like instead of half-assing some of these
different,
you had to like sneak up on what going. You had to think about and like giving out like
good take instead of just
so
half-assing.
This is where my hesitation comes from with this.
I feel like that's getting into it a little bit. So, should we get into
Okay, so
there
are a couple different factors here. Yeah, let's do it. I don't feel like Game Freak.
So I think that's kind of
track record recently. To me personally, as a fan, like it's just been. I feel like Sun and Moon was the almost to me like the last
Pokemon
game I can personally remember. And I say that as a fan, I don't really know. I think they just said, "Hey, here's the name of the game," and left it at that.
The last game where
there was a decent amount of polish, a decent amount of content. Some risky bold innovation. You know, that's where I think they really. In a lot of ways, I feel like that was
a little bit referred to.
And even then, people were kind of like, and like they were like, "Oh, hey, let's make regional Pokemon a thing," which I don't know how it took them. What seven generations?
There you go.
That one
was close enough.
That's a story for another time. Italians. So what concerns me, but it is interesting, is it sounds like
I forget Pokemon who Legends, at Arceus, the company said that they have taken the Sinnoh. Feedback of like, you guys need to take your time with these games. Quit pushing these out. We want you to take your time to polish them. And if it is true, like if it's true that it's going to be a Switch 2 game, I think them delaying the console is one of the best things that could ever happen to Pokemon. The reason being is it will give them more time to polish the game. If it's not going to be a huge, massive game, at least let it be polished. Because I'm pretty sure they said it's literally just going to be Lumio City. It's not going to be anything else.
You gotta catch them, and you gotta catch a lot.
Which, so this is where my hesitation comes from.
I'm not sure how to feel about that. Tirade.
I don't know either. Because it's like,
okay, so there are a couple different factors here.
We didn't get much cities.
I don't feel like Game Freak had a really good track record recently. To me personally, as a fan, like, it's just been. I feel like Sun and Moon was the almost to me like the last.
So now we're getting a I can city-based remember. Game,
and I say that as a and fan of Arceus, like I'll explain like more into that. But it was the last city. Game where there was a decent
that's
amount
the part
of polish.
I don't understand if it's in the future,
present, past. Like I don't know
some
if they
risky bold innovations.
That's my kind of question. And like Lumios wasn't a big city in the game. I mean,
you know, that's where I think they really.
In a lot of ways, I feel like that was
supposed to be, but like I'm pretty sure it's like five screens.
And like they were like, oh, hey, let's make
this is actually relevant to the discussion
for
which
I don't know
later.
How it took them what seven generations to figure that one out.
Nerd out about Final Fantasy.
That's a story for another time.
That's my sweet spot right here.
So what concerns me, but is interesting.
The
is
remake
sounds
like
I forget who
they did something
the
kind of unexpected.
That
they
have
the
taken the
game
feedback,
and it was
you
a
guys
remake
need
of basically the first 4 hours,
games.
But it was like a 40-hour
pushing
RPG.
These out. We want you to take
and the first 4 hours of the game take place in a city called Midgar.
It is
and so
true.
Instead
like,
of just making it
a
4-hour section
a
in the remake,
game,
they basically expanded that.
I think
its own
them delaying
like
the
game.
Console is one of the best decisions.
And I liked it,
Pokemon.
And this is this
the
time
reason
the
being
yeah,
is it will
I'll
give
it.
Them
I liked
more
it,
time
but it felt
to
like
polish
there was a lot of
the game.
Padding. It's not going to be a huge now massive
ZA might be okay because
it's not
going off the story
because they've. I'm pretty sure they said it's literally just going to be Lumio
that we know.
It's not
anything else.
Take any cues of X.
Isn't there a character named ZA City?
I'm not sure how I feel about that. Like,
I don't know either.
I don't think
it's
so.
Like, wait a second. I thought there was some. We didn't get much cities.
I think you're thinking about the old
king
guy, but I don't
think
it's the same as Z.
Yeah, yeah. We got hints at other cities.
However, I have to look it up. I don't see it. When I look it up, it just
it wasn't. It was more of a country-based game. Character. So now we're getting a city-based game.
Oh, I think his name was AZ.
It looks like the
yeah,
whole
it's
theme
AZ.
Of the game is going to be building the city.
So. Yeah, that's the part I don't understand. If it's
but,
the future, present, past, like I don't know if they've expanded.
Yeah, I don't know the expectment.
That's my kind of question. And like Lumios wasn't a big city in the. I mean, it was
and
wasn't. You know what
I
mean? Like
I was hoping
it's
something
supposed to be,
drop.
But
like
I'm pretty sure it's like five screens.
I don't think they're gonna do anything until it gets
the discussion
for
my
points
later.
So.
But,
oh yeah, so this
I
is what I'm gonna ultimately
get
a nerd out of Final Fantasy.
So
for a
they
bit. That's my sweet
if
spot
they make
right
ZA, it's
so
a
Final Fantasy
thing,
7
the game will be
the remake.
I don't
trilogy,
know how I feel about it being so small.
They did something kind of unexpected
no
for the first game, and
it was
a remake of basically the first 4 hours.
I'll be honest, I don't
into
remember
that
game
RPG.
That well, so maybe there really wasn't that.
And
many
the first 4 hours of the game take place in a city called.
But I do remember.
And so instead of just making it a 4-hour section in the remake, they basically expanded that into its own like game.
Canyon-like land.
And I liked
it. It was pretty forgettable.
This does tie into the Pokemon.
So maybe I'll get to it. I liked it, but it felt like there was a lot of.
The only thing that like really.
Now,
ZA
might be okay because it's not going
on. So I guess that like there is that positive element
X and Y.
I just don't know how they're going to make it a full blown. It's not going to
take
any
that map
cues up X.
Isn't there a character named ZA?
Like that's what it like
X and Y. Why does it have to be stupidly big? It just like has to be.
Let me look it up.
Playable
or dense?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
Dense. I think dense is.
I
thought there was some like. I don't know. It reminds me of like
his name was
Pikachu a little bit, or like it was all about like events.
I have to look it up. I don't see when I look it up. It just gives me the.
And I wouldn't be surprised if like Lumio City had like there were some bits outside of Lumio.
Oh, I think his name was AZ.
But
yeah, it's AZ.
Yeah, I don't know because I'm also just like. It's going to be in the past.
But I know that for sure.
They did.
Oh, wait. That?
I was hoping we'd get something before we do this. I don't think they're gonna do anything until it gets closer to release, in my opinion. So, this is what I'm gonna ultimately get.
You know,
so they
and
if they make EA its own thing, I think the game
a lot of past. But
I don't
like,
know how I feel about it being
like,
so design,
small.
Yeah, because we know Kalos
as
an area exists
like,
around
based?
It.
It's like,
and
no, are
I'll
we
be honest, I don't remember that game
past?
That well, so maybe there really wasn't
like,
that many iconic core areas.
But
I do remember
the two games. Is it one game? There's
the caves. There's the desert.
I don't know.
So actually, speaking of which, that gives me brings me to my question for you: is how do you feel about that?
No, it was pretty forgettable territory-wise.
So maybe. At this
oh,
moment.
Like the only thing that like really
I
remember.
I don't know if it's skipping out.
I was I think black and white is like
yeah. So I guess that like there is that positive
for Pokemon
element.
For a little bit.
I just don't know how they're
gonna
make it a
like
full blown
high school
game
age
unless that map
like, yeah,
just stupid.
And then it got
big.
Cool again.
Like that's what it like.
And, like I didn't. I still
doesn't
like,
have to be stupid
and
big.
It
just like has to be
kind of got back into playable.
Or dense.
I've played before. Yeah, I believe white.
Dense. I think dense is the word.
Okay.
I don't know. It would be interesting.
It reminds me of like
you.
I detected
a little bit.
I'm like, we're like, it's all about like events and
visit those games
and like without playing
it.
I'm like,
it
I would be surprised if like Lumio City had
so,
like there's some.
And I
think
like, everything I heard about
Lumio
is amazing.
But
I'm not.
Yeah,
so
I
like,
I don't know
because
I'm also just like
in black and white.
It's gonna be in the past.
I'm also kind of like, man,
I know that for sure.
They did.
Probably
those names a little bit.
Gen 4
is kind of also where
I guys, I know it's
fight packs. He
went
like,
back
to
play
Pyre.
Okay.
You're not gonna make
a
Legends game
an emulator
at
first,
and now with like the new.
But
remakes,
the biggest thing is like
new
remakes.
Also,
like
even though
like,
those games were critically
Generation
9,
like it was fun just to go back and like, oh,
past future,
somewhat concrete. Like
that was the kind of understanding of this game,
you know, the angle that they're going.
Was like Generation 1, 2, 3, like
trailer
games, like
not a lot of
past
times,
but like with the blueprint like design,
although
it
looks
very
7 Gen 6,
like
Gen 6
base
jump
back
in.
Like, ooh, are we going futuristic and past? Or
I purposely got
the 3DS
both, like just so I can see
gonna be in the
past
and so like
this is
the
greatest
idea
ever.
And
now
games,
I'm like
one game
like,
that
I wish
was
like
interesting.
You know,
I don't
know.
Sprites
weren't
so
bad.
Actually speaking of which
yeah,
that
so
gives me it brings me to my question for you is
yeah,
how do you feel about them just skipping black and white entirely?
Kalos was not what I wanted.
At this point, I think that's
I
ultimately where, like, because like black and white, I think would have been really
I mean, I don't
cool.
Know if you're skipping it, I think
wait,
black and white
you
is like
have
where
played
I
it in that sense, or you
out.
Have not played
for
it since.
Pokemon,
right?
I've played
yeah,
white
it's like,
once.
I
swear,
like all the way
I never, I was like, yeah, I'm
through?
Done. I didn't,
okay.
I didn't, and then it got cool
okay.
Again. I was supposed to play it. Like I,
a friend of mine,
I started like
never caring about
like well, I was playing, kind of got back into it, and then I played just. At least white.
Gotcha.
I have white.
So here's okay. What I'll say about it. Like,
and so I played it.
Actually,
played
it's funny you say that. Like,
I
got back into Pokemon
great,
around.
Like,
I stopped playing. I never. I played Fire Red.
Games,
like the last game I played.
It,
then
like,
I didn't play anything of Gen
great.
4.
Mm-hmm.
And I really
so,
didn't even play Gen 3
because
I played Fire Red. So
I
pretty much
it.
Just played. Like, my order of Pokemon games was.
I'm not. So I'm not necessarily personally a fan of
Fire Red. And then
skip
Gen
3.
Or skip Gen
2,
3, and 4.
Get to live those games.
Like, those regen.
Gen 4 is kind of.
Yeah, I know.
It was a jumping off fight, but I keep going
great
back
games.
And play
Platinum. And then I remember being
the,
like
the,
I was
an emulator at first,
and I was
like
in high school,
remakes,
and a couple of my
remakes,
peers,
like, even though like those games
who I
would have
thought
like,
would have felt the same.
Greatest.
This is okay.
Like,
for anybody that's in high school,
like, oh, okay,
some,
I have more of a solid concrete like.
First off, tell your parents I apologize for the excessive swearing. An immaturity.
There's like Generation 1, 2, 3.
But
like, I those games like
don't
5, 6,
give a crap what
times.
Your peers think. Do your own thing. I wish I'd know,
although,
I had known them when I was younger.
Gen
but they were
Gen
like.
6, Gen 6 is when
even
I
they were like. Like
in,
my friends were like,
3DS.
Dude, I've been playing the new Pokemon game. They were playing like the Japanese version. They were emulating on their
3D Pokemon,
computers.
So like,
and I was like,
the greatest idea ever.
Playing that?
And now I'm like.
Sick. And I was like.
Okay, my wish list.
That was around like the clicky moment of like.
Those sprites weren't too bad.
I don't need to give a shit
so it's
people think because.
Yeah, but
I would be shocked at what they think is cool too. So actually, ended up inspiring me when we had a trip to Mall of America.
No, I think that's ultimately where, like, because like black and white, I think would have been really cool.
If you
have money,
you have played it.
And she's like, yeah, sure. And I played through the entire.
I've played white once,
like all that, because that would have been rush your
round. And
I like, it's not a perfect one game, and I don't remember it super well, but I did really enjoy it. And I would say, like, I was like.
When they say Kalos over black and white,
gotcha.
I was like,
so here's what I'll say about it. Like,
the status quo.
Actually, it's
but
funny
also
you say that.
There's
like,
some stuff
I got
that would have
been Pokemon
absolutely
around.
Incredible.
Like, I stopped playing.
Yeah.
I never played Fire Red, just like the last game I played.
Yeah.
Eight,
I mean,
didn't
I
played anything of Gen 4.
I was
and I really
surprised.
Didn't even play Gen 3 because I played Fire Red. So I pretty much
stopped playing.
Like, my order
of Pokemon. I knew there was probably a Legends game.
Fire Red
coming up.
And then skip Gen 3, or skip Gen 2, 3, and 4.
I was expecting.
Like, those regions.
Or Gen 2.
Yeah, I know.
For Gen 2.
I know.
When they were like,
and then
like
I remember being like,
City,
aren't
like,
you
wait,
cool
what?
Pokemon? And I was in high school,
wow,
and a couple of my peers.
The Kerbal.
Who I would have
yeah,
thought
I
would have felt
say,
like
this
that.
Is,
no. Okay, it's for anybody that's curious
I,
if they'll ever address like why they picked that
this.
Versus because like, the obvious choice would have been black and white. So I wonder why they
an immaturity I exhibit. I'm not giving
a
liberal. But don't give a crap what your peers think. Do your own thing. I wish I had known.
I think there's
when
a
I was younger,
the
but
problem
they
with
were
Johto
like,
though is a
even they were like
Soul Silver,
like my friends were like
are
dude
I'm playing
the
new Pokemon.
Most they were playing like the Japanese version. They were emulating on their computers.
Is that,
and I was like, I think a lot of I think if
yeah,
you were to post that,
yeah,
on the like people would say, yeah,
that was around like the
clicky
so
moment of like
to do. Then you go,
I don't need
like,
to give
they
a shit
included like
going back to
Kanto. The content there,
like,
is
I would be shocked at what they think is cool.
Well,
too,
actually,
so.
I was gonna say,
that actually ended up inspiring me.
You know what?
We had a trip to Mall of America on the free edit, and I went to Best Buy, and I was like, Mom,
you ready, Michael?
Can I
get all right. I'm sorry to cut you off.
I didn't have my own money. I was broke.
Can you do this?
Yeah, sure. She's like, yeah, sure. And I played through the entirety of.
Hello, Mike. Nice. Guys, I have a question for everybody.
And I like
what
it's not a perfect Pokemon game, and I don't remember it super well.
Pokemon game,
but
like,
I did really enjoy it. And I would say, like,
Pokemon
I was like,
in the
when
Pokemon
they said Kalos over Black and White,
I'm
I was like,
cool, I'm
not
talking
because
about
you're breaking
Pokemon
status
about,
quo, but
I'm
also there's some stuff
Pokemon
that would have been absolutely incredible to see like a Legends remake.
Generations 1 through, yeah. I mean, I what is. I was surprised.
What is
like, they got me like best. I'm like, oh, I didn't predict any of this. Like, I knew there
for
was
me,
probably a Legends
Michael,
game.
You're right.
Heart coming out,
Soul Silver,
or
like
it was Let's Go, but it's probably Legends.
Crystal.
I was expecting Gen 5 or Gen 2.
But I also think
really
hoping for Gen
2. I mean, Yellow. But when they were like,
also,
when it was like Kalos and Unia City, it was like Platinum what? Needs to be in consideration.
Wow.
And I think there's an argument for Black and White Purple.
Yeah, like, okay, I just want to say one thing real quick.
I'm
curious if they'll
name
them all.
You said one game
versus,
because only the first five.
The best one. Easy.
Or Jonas. Only one through five. Six through nine doesn't count.
Hey, hey, I'll fight you.
I think there's a problem with Johto, though.
They didn't have a best post
game.
But as far as, like,
are
as a
I think
gamer,
to most people
playing
the
those games as a fan
Pokemon
of Pokemon
ever made.
I absolutely
is
love.
I think
like
a lot
just,
of people. I think if you were to post
that
on the internet,
like,
people would say,
gyms
yeah,
don't exist. There's
people
so much to do,
and then
I
like,
go,
like,
but
it's still included, like going back to Kanto.
But what if
the
I told you
there
you get
just
all right, hold on.
And people are like,
hold on, actually,
I remember
TikTok video, but you know what? No, fuck it, you can do it now. Why?
So I might get flamed a little bit for this,
Michael.
But I remember. I remember. Sure. Going
right.
to
sure.
GameStop.
TikTok camera.
And Chris, I think.
Guys, who I have a question for everybody.
Maybe it was.
What is the most definitive Pokemon game? Like,
but
what is the
I forget if it was Avery and Chris or Avery
Pokemon
and someone
game
else.
And I'm not talking
but
about
we went there.
Evil, Michael.
And
calm
I.
Down. I'm not
we
talking
were the
about
most normal people there.
I'm
like
about,
that was an interesting crowd to be a part of. Like, you know me. I'm a nerd. And I was like, wow, I can't hang. I just can't hang. Like,
what is
they, people go
Pokemon
again. Yeah,
Pokemon
no, like, you know, like, it, when you play the Pokemon games, you see the
Pokemon
Fanatic
Pokemon
NPC.
Game.
It was literally
me,
the life,
Michael, you're right.
The
Heart
real
Gold,
life embodied
Soul Silver is like
that archetype.
Game, or,
I digress.
Crystal,
but I remember the line, like, stretching out the.
But I also think
we're hyped about that game. And I have not seen that since. Just because it was such a lightning rod, like, oh, wow, they're just changing this up. Like, I remember people
I think
like,
there's an argument for Black and White.
I've never played Pokemon.
Yeah, like, okay, I just want to say one thing real quick here.
Only the first five.
That's the best one. Easy. All of them.
Only one through five. Six through nine doesn't count.
Hey, I'll fight you. Sun and Moon.
After playing it, I'm like, I
didn't have
a
best post game. Sure. But as far as like,
you know, like it was fresh.
Playing those games as a fan of Pokemon,
I just like the idea of like, and I, for me, I loved like the island vibes.
That was the first time they broke. They're like, hey, gyms don't exist. And people were like,
if they ever remake those games like
Tokyo
style, I would be like crying.
But what if I told you
just like
a
team stall?
Then people are like,
I remember
you.
Okay, this is maybe going to be really harsh.
I like how you
get
little dance moves,
so
down.
I might get flanked a little bit for this.
I don't know what we were talking about,
but I remember.
I think Sun and Moon are up
going
there in terms of like
to
good,
GameStop
like
with Avery.
Not perfect, but like
Chris,
they broke them all in a way that
I don't remember.
I think
maybe
it
was Scarlet and Violet.
Hi, Avery and Chris. Hi, Chris.
In a lot of ways, but I forget if it was Avery and Chris or Avery and someone else. But we went there,
ranked the game, and I.
Yeah,
you were the most normal people there.
Man,
like that was an interesting crowd to be a part
like,
of.
I am
you
a
know
gen
me,
wonder,
I'm a nerd, and
like,
I was like, wow,
there's a reason that
I can't hang
those games.
I just can't hang.
Like
Spawn,
people go Pokemon.
Nerd,
yeah, no, like
franchise.
You know, like
a
when you play the Pokemon games, you see the Pokemon Fanatic NPC.
More people recognize
it was literally the real life embodiment
of than
that
Jesus
archetype.
Christ at this point. I think it's
like
an actual,
but I remember the line.
Could be wrong on that.
People were hyped.
Yeah, it's
game.
Like something
like
that, but
I've
not
seen
that. Like, just because it was
it
such
could be
a,
one of those heavy lightning rod, like,
oh, wow, they're just changing this up. Like, I remember people
kind of
like,
thing.
I've never played Pokemon.
I believe it. I want to believe it, at least. So I think Gen 1 just wins.
I remember just,
default,
like, being
personally.
Excited for it, because, like, Sun and Moon, they were announced, like, we're not doing gyms, we're switching up.
Nine is the fucking bottom.
I'm actually typing on the list. I don't.
Okay.
After playing it, I'm like,
I say for me,
gyms.
Nine is the worst.
Sure,
eight is
like,
the second worst.
You know, like it was fresh. It felt fresh.
I just like the idea of like, even
I,
though
I
did
loved
like,
and then
the
I'd say,
vibes,
and then I'd say Kalos,
God, that
probably
was just so
because
that was like that was just
so
the third
cool.
worst. Like, if they ever remake those games like Arceus style,
four
I would be like
fit.
Crying for joy.
Or they start to
just like marginally
better. Oh no. No, ew.
Well, I gotta say black and white, and then I'd say.
I like how you got the little dance moves down.
Wait, what?
But yeah,
I
must. I think
I don't
I
know what we were
there.
Talking about before this, but
God damn it!
I think Sun and
down.
Moon are.
Yeah,
like,
I typed it out.
Like, oh, I did. Okay,
not
what,
perfect,
what am I at
like,
right now?
They broke the mold.
Oh, I didn't
in
take
a way
your
that
list.
I,
like
oh,
my list.
I think.
Okay, I think
you did. Okay, let's go back. At number nine, you did Scarlet Violet. At number eight, Sword and Shield.
Yep.
Number seven, you did Frank Halos. And number six,
rank the game.
Black and white,
Gen.
So it's
yes.
like
black and white.
Man,
that's hard.
You
well, I'm like I am a Gen
okay, so
one.
My top five.
Care, like, there's
like
a reason
Moon,
that that
put them at five.
That, those games.
Yep.
Well, actually, I might
Spawned
put them at four because
a
I
fucking franchise.
I would put Diamond
a
and Pearl
multi-million
at five. I believe
right.
more
because
I've
recognize...
only played the games once and I've heard Platinum is the superior one, but I've never
Pikachu,
played it. So I can't
Jesus
speak
that.
And I think
as far as the
latest games go,
proven statistic.
I could be wrong on
that. Like
that.
This is
and,
nothing.
And
like I would say, like
yeah,
the
it's like something like that. But five
being
this is pretty.
It could be one of those. It's pretty fucking substantial.
Statistics are made up. So.
So I would say like Diamond and Pearl.
I did appreciate.
I believe it. I want to believe it at least. Remakes. So
like,
I think.
Shit, this
I think
is like
Gen 1 just wins by
right here. I like that
personally.
I think I'm stuck in Cynthia.
Oh yeah, that fight. I was like, I was like, oh my god, I fucking beat her.
Nine.
Oh.
I was so hyped.
I like stopped and like I got leveling up. And
okay.
I'm
gonna say for me, nine is the worst. Eight is the second worst.
Then I would probably put.
I gotta say, even though I did even, and then I'd say six, and then I'd say Kalos
okay.
is probably
at three,
at four,
the third worst.
Okay,
and then I would put Sun and Moon
four,
at three.
Fifth, and then
where they start to get
Joe
like marginally better. That's me. That's me. I'm sure that if there's
right,
this is
right.
when this goes on the internet, if people listen to me ramble about that,
I think I missed a number there.
I'm sure I will get some.
God damn it! I need a pen and paper to write this down.
I
think
it's
hot. Oh, I did. Okay, what am I at right now? All right, yeah, hit me.
Oh, I didn't take
my
list.
Okay,
I think you did. My rank. Let's go back at number nine. Generation. That's I'm taking the best game. Sword and Shield.
Yeah.
Number seven. Or like Kalos. Number six. You're thinking number nine. Black and white too.
Yes. Black and white. Yep. Okay.
You got your top five. Here's why.
Okay, so my top five.
That
I like Sun and Moon, but I'd still put them at 5. Well, actually, I might put them at 4 because
it takes the fun.
I would put Diamond and Pearl at 5 because I've only played the game once and I feel Platinum is the superior one. But
the best part about that game is that,
as far as the basic games go, like I do, like that. This is nothing. Like I would say, like the jump from 6 to 5. And
I do have one question for you.
Like, did you?
Oh, I'm TikToking. Save it. Number 8.
So I would say like Diamond and Pearl,
Scarlet.
But I did appreciate how difficult those games were.
For the same reason you kind of make the Switch remake, so
like, holy shit, this is like kicking me in the nuts right here. I like that.
I love the open world. I love what they're trying to do.
Oh, yeah, that fight, I was like, oh my god! I fucking beat her! I was so hyped.
It looks I like stopped to like, I gotta level one up. Taking a break and then coming back, you're not having holy shit, what the fuck is this game? Like, at first, you just look at it boss probably put. Come back to it and like, wow, this is. Awful, especially 3. After playing Tears of the Kingdom. At 3?
At 4.
Number 7.
I would put
Kalos.
Sun and Moon at 3.
It was kind of a boring 3D game.
Probably.
I don't really remember it.
That's Mega me. Evolution that's so me. Great. I'm sure that if there, if this is, right. when this goes they're on the internet, if people watch, listen to me ramble
6
about that.
For me, Sun and Moon.
I'm sure
I don't hate it, but I don't like. I don't ever like want to go back. It's one of those like this is a nice vacation take. For me. It's all right. It's a great vacation.
Okay.
You know what? Pokemon's. Give me my rankings for the number 5 is Black
Nine
Blade
Generations,
two.
And I'm talking. I'm thinking the best game. Way too. Just have
the Nine Generations.
Or like I haven't given an opportunity.
Number 9, but I hear great.
Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Number 4. Here's why it's that Platinum for me. That game is
I think Platinum entire time.
Overall, it takes the fun out of the entire
really enjoyed it.
Thing. It was a fun experience. I thought it was like almost like an overall kind of just one of the better games.
Area.
Number the best part about that game is the gym music.
Did you?
Fire Red.
Okay.
Hey, like that was just amazing. And that was the best why music for a chip, right?
I do have one question for you. Did
I,
you?
Oh, I'm TikToking. I say it. Like, save.
Oh,
save.
Okay.
Save.
Okay.
Number 8. It's just Scarlet, and Violet. For the same reason, you kind of make comparisons to the
just,
other two. Honestly, it could be 4
game.
It's just not like I love the open world. I love what
it's
they're
not
trying
as
to do.
As the
they didn't execute like it's a great
start.
Great game.
Great.
Go back
parts.
But like
the
next
part,
number
of it,
two, especially for
I
remember playing this, taking a break,
Emerald's
and coming back, and be like, holy shit, what
better
fuck
game,
is this
more
game?
Content.
Like, at first, you just look at it glossy eyed, you come back to it, and like,
games.
Wow, this is
still to this day.
Awful.
Like,
especially after
I would
play
Emerald more on
an emulator,
mm-hmm.
than I would play.
Number
7, Kalos. And number 1 3D game. I don't really remember it.
It's heart cold.
Mega
so
Evolutions
silver,
are great.
Crystal.
3D was exciting at the time.
Like, that
they
game
was
like the ultimate game, man. Like
16
for me, Sun and Moon.
You have a whole
region. I don't know
the second
half
like
region.
I don't ever like
it's kind of empty
back.
A little bit.
It's
like,
one of those
like
this
done
is
more
nice vacation.
But man,
just
the
feeling.
Okay.
It's a great vacation.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what? Give me the
gym. 16 gyms.
And then like
number 5
has that final. Battle
no,
hey, yeah,
or Black
the
White,
final,
just
like,
haven't played it enough, haven't bossed
enough,
and
I haven't
given enough
yourself
to prove it.
From
Gen
1. Like, it's just a beautiful
number 4.
Like, in yeah, so that's my Platinum
like
for
it.
1 through 9.
I think Platinum, thank you.
Overall,
thank you.
All right, go on what you were saying about.
Oh,
before.
Yeah,
when
as
I
far as
really enjoyed it.
A lot
of
as far as
fun experience, I thought it was like almost like an overall
the DLC,
one of the better games. Number 3.
Okay. Would you include that in your ranking of Sword and Shield?
Fire Red.
Okay.
I do. It's just like, and like there's DLC in Scarlet.
Wait,
and Violet,
hold up. Actually, I'm
going to
interrupt
okay.
again. Did you
I
play it at when it came out or
like,
simultaneously to when you did
memories
the main story for Sword and Shield?
It's just not like. I haven't played it.
Okay, so
like,
I think
honestly,
that would color your opinion very differently. So, like me, I put it a little bit. I would put it higher than Scarlet and Violet.
Like,
I haven't played Scarlet and Violet
DLC at
all,
game,
so
great
I will say that.
Too.
And I personally have just
next,
zero interest in returning
two,
to Paldea in like the slightest. But I did play the DLC for Sword and Shield simultaneously. So, like, well, obviously not the
so
Ice Tundra, Crown Tundra one, but the
like
Dojo one, because it's kind of more of an early
Emerald
game.
On
and that
was
really enjoyable to hop from the region
okay.
to that area. And then go back, like, I'm going to go there, grind up for a little bit, then I'm going to come back, do some story stuff,
heart,
go back there and grind.
Heart,
like, that
soul, silver,
was perfect. That actually, like,
Like that game,
it,
is
like it was
like
still that was like that made it a better game for me.
You have a whole other region. I know the second half of the region is kind of empty a little bit. Like they could have done more.
So let's talk about, but man, just the feeling. Right, the idea that
we'll go to multiple regions and then we'll kind of go back to
gyms
and then like Pokemon have that final
and then
battle at the end, the final like boss, and it happens to be yourself.
The
biggest question is
like it's just a beautiful.
What do we want?
Like in like
as
fans.
So that's my order.
Like
what do we really want?
TikTok from Game Freak if they're still doing it.
Thank you. All right, go on. What you're saying about
As far as
what do we want? What do we like?
As far as
what would make us
happy? Were you included? Did you play the DLC?
Like if you could go and
okay, would you include that in your ranking?
And you get
Sword
to choose
Shield?
Like exactly how they're.
I feel like
I do.
I feel like
just
the
like,
answer is kind of
a
no-brainer.
Like,
where she's never.
There's DLC
and
in Star
wait,
Wars.
Wait, wait, I'm actually going to personally
did
say
you
anything
play it
different.
When
and
it
if I'm wrong,
or
I'd love to hear somebody's opinion. But need the means.
I think everybody would agree.
These games need to slow down. They don't need to. They do not need to be yearly.
Okay, so I think that would color your opinion.
I don't understand how they struggle.
I put it a little bit.
I understand
higher than Scarlet and Violet.
I'm
quality
does.
Quantity.
So, especially when you're Nintendo,
and
when
I
you sell your games
for
$60 a pop,
in returning
10 years
they,
after,
it, yeah, or 70
slightly.
Now,
70.
10 years
but
after,
I did,
like
it initially DLC like Sword and Shield.
If you're especially
knowing that
so, like,
you're
well,
never
going to
get
discounted
or at least not
one,
more
but
than
the,
like 10%
Dojo one because it was kind of more of
take
an early
your
game.
Freaking
and that
time
was really
and
enjoyable.
It,
to
like,
hop
yeah.
from
the kingdom
to that area.
Breath of the Wild.
Go back, like, I'm going to go there, grind out for
like,
a little bit, then I'm going to
come back
to show like
a
sister company within that.
Like that
general network,
perfect.
That actually
those games are incredible and
it,
will be
like it was
lauded.
Still, that was like that
for
made it
years
a
down the line.
For me,
do you really think sorry. Anybody's gonna remember Scarlet
well,
and Violet?
That's good.
Maybe?
No, that's good. That's good. Okay, so let's talk about
even
yeah.
Smash
Bros.
They've shown
or
like
Mario
the company.
Eight,
I don't understand
we'll
how like with Nintendo being so closely involved, I don't understand how they've allowed it to be like their El Cheapo cash cow. Like they should know better than anybody. How quickly they can lose that momentum. Like they literally almost went out of business with
the
Wii U. Like.
What
it's such
we,
a dump. And like, I don't understand how
fans,
they're just allowing this to happen
what
to
do
one of
we
their
really
biggest
want from
sellers. It just it continues
to the Pokemon
me.
Company,
well,
Nintendo.
Here's
what
why.
Want. What do we like,
for now?
What would
like ultimately it,
what would
it is a cash cow.
It's like if you could go and
for now.
And
you're
it, leaving
Nintendo.
It's not dipping.
And
you can choose
yet.
Like exactly how
will it ever dip
properly. I feel like the answer is kind of a no-brainer, which is never going to happen.
Like,
and I think
strong,
I've seen any fan personally
brand,
say anything different. And if I'm
it's
wrong,
like, I'd
love to hear somebody's opinion. But I think everybody
like,
would agree. These games need to
down.
Slow down. They don't need to release. They do not
say,
need
though,
to be
like,
yearly or bi-yearly
so
releases. Like I don't understand how they struggle so much with understanding that
the games
quality
push it forward.
Does create quantity, especially when you're
Nintendo. I will say this. I will say this.
$60 a pop. 10 years after,
younger
yeah, or 70 now.
70.
10 years after, like it initially releases. Like
Gen Alpha is still like.
If you're especially old. Knowing that they're
that
never going
like
to get discounted, or at least not more
20,
than like 10%.
It's not that hard, people.
Take your freaking time and
like
make it like Tears of the Kingdom,
like
Breath of the Wild.
They fucking
those games
Pokemon.
Show like there's a, like just
it.
To show like a sister company
and
within
like they just
general
like, the
network.
Idea of it, like, collecting
those games
like,
are incredible.
Like,
and
I'm the person that
put
it away.
For years.
It breaks
down
my heart every time.
Do you really think anybody's gonna remember Scarlet and Violet?
Like I've taken Pokemon cards away from kids. I mean, it breaks my
don't
heart.
Don't make me do this. They've shown
like
a company. I don't understand how like
I've said that
close involved. I don't understand how they've allowed us to be like their El Cheapo cash cows. Like they should know better than anybody
like,
how
I gotta tell kids,
they
like,
lose that momentum.
Like
they literally
secret,
almost
like,
went out of business because
like,
we
room, like, yeah, show me.
Took such
but
a dump.
Is, like, other teacher,
and
like,
I don't understand how they're just
like,
allowing this to happen to one of their
away.
Biggest
like, then I'm gonna have to take
sellers.
It, away.
It just it continues to time and place.
Well, no. Here's why.
The news
you're like, still
buy.
For now.
Pokemon's here to stay.
Like, ultimately,
it is a cash
cow.
And you're like, for now. And they want.
It's not dipping.
At least
they
not
will.
Yet.
And like, not
will
that every day,
will,
but
probably.
They can. And they
but
probably could for another
Pokemon's strong.
10 years.
Like, Pokemon
which
is
like
strong,
the sad part of it. If you
strong
don't want
brand,
these games to be
it's something that they're trying to
buy
diving into.
But
like, TikTok, like, it's not. It's
yeah,
like, Pokemon's
it
down.
Sad to see it degrade.
But I will say, though,
I think that's
like,
what
if
breaks
you do
my
not
heart.
Slow down, if you don't make quality games, eventually you will just destroy your brand. But like, it's weird because you're saying this is the grading. Forward. I don't think it's the grading. Mostly. I will say this. I will say this though. The younger and not generation. Failing to keep up. They're failing like, to keep up because they like want to release these.
Gen Alpha is still like
Scarlet and Violet. People keep saying like
Gen Alpha is like 10 years old. Like no, it's 20.
Like I enjoyed that. Not that first playthrough. I know you did not.
Gen
second playthrough was hard.
Like the kids that I deal with in school.
First playthrough, man, I was
fucking up. I'm
just like. They won't catch all these Pokemon.
And I can like, they just, I like the idea of it. They're like collecting like, the
collection. Like, I'm, part of it. Like, I'm the person that wants. We're getting away. Closer to
it. Like, breaks my heart every time. Better Pokemon. We're
so I think the other.
Closer. Like, I have taken Pokemon cards away from kids. It breaks my
don't
heart.
Don't make me do this.
My last part was just like, they're also just like, not executing. They're just like, not. I've said that before. Like, guys, I know
time.
You're
not supposed to be trading.
It's not even shooting out. I'm like, all right, put it away. That's what you guys want. It's like, don't. I gotta tell kids.
It's like a monkey's paw kind of thing.
In secret, like, in my room, like, show me.
Like, it's like other teachers, like,
right? It's like asking for a picture of like a horse, and like, give you like
then I'm gonna take horse.
But it's like, yep. I don't want to take. I want to see.
It is what I asked for, but like,
I was hoping for a bit more effort.
The news, like Pokemon's,
yeah.
Can you like,
and honestly,
they
want to
cash
cow this,
or maybe you can
throw out whatever fuck.
There is news. They're working on generation,
and like, not that they will, but they can. They probably could
for another. There's rumors that it's being delayed.
Which is like the sad part of it. If you don't want these games redoing animation
trash,
don't
I think generation
I
but like
moving into the new game.
It's such
yeah,
a pop.
They're being excited.
So
they're being
much.
The contracts
that breaks
are
my heart.
Being renewed, or the rumor is they're gonna be renewed. Other companies that come in and kind
like,
of work.
It's weird because like you're
saying that
company,
like,
hey, you need to work
longer because like
I think they're just failing to keep up.
So at this point,
not failing to keep up.
Like they're failing to keep
like
up because they
time.
Want to release these games when they're
we
just
will
not
see.
It's probably in Violet. We don't know.
There's also rumors that they are going to bring out the next
bring it back.
Steps.
You mean?
Like I enjoyed that like, there are going to.
I think that was like that
know.
Would help tremendously
second
for me, like as a longtime Pokemon
really
fan.
Really
that
first
is probably one of my
through,
biggest
man,
gripes
was
about
enough.
8
was like,
9. It's like this
I
is stupid. You're
Pokemon,
not even going to like people like
anywhere.
My thing. You don't
like,
even have
direction.
To include,
like, I love it. I'm like, this is what
like
we
Dex
want. We're getting closer.
They just have to be
like,
able to be part of the game.
Better
and
we're
so I think the other, they did open, they, in my
like,
opinion, what pisses me off still is like, yeah, these are completely new
yeah,
models.
My last
that's
part
why
was,
then
like,
they show like
executing.
The wireframe
like
animations,
not,
and then it's like, no, this is literally from fucking Sun
time.
And Moon. You are
they're
just gaslighting your audience
like,
and thinking they're
right,
stupider
well,
than they
you
are.
Guys want.
It's and
like,
it's like, if you
yeah,
want to lie to us, that's
yeah.
like a monkey's paw.
But understand, there are people like, that are going to call you on that, and that, like, to me as a fan,
like,
so Shifty Scarlet and Violet.
Right, it's like asking for a picture of,
next game. I'm like, eh, maybe I'll wait. I'm fine.
Like,
what am I really going to miss? Just an average experience? Like, especially because, like, I kind of gave
effort.
A better than adult Scarlet Violet that, hey, maybe they'll
yeah,
patch it and
like,
fix it. And like, from what I, by all accounts, it's gotten
game,
worse. And it's like, why would I want it?
There's
so
news.
Many other
there
good games on there. It just kind of ties back to Power World. It's like, why would I play, why would I pay $70 for an unfinished herd when I can go to an indie company? Here, I'm going to pull it up on Steam right now. How much does it cost? It's like $30, I think. When I can go to like an indie company, yeah, it's not Pokemon, but if I want that monster catching itch with a little bit more of a different gameplay, and better graphics, I can go buy that for.
So at this point, it seems like
I didn't even see it because I already bought it.
It seems like they're taking.
I think it is like $30. I'm just gonna say it. Somebody can fact check me on that later. I ain't got time for this shit.
We don't know. There's also rumors that they are gonna bring up.
Bring it back. You mean?
Oh wait, they're already.
I think that was like that would help tremendously because for me, like as a longtime Pokemon fans, that is probably one of my biggest. Gripes about $89. Stupid.
It is.
Yeah,
stupid.
It's on sale for $27. People, like, and your Nintendo Game Freak's gonna sit there
you
and
don't
win your votes.
Oh well, if we don't
like
if
Dex
we
entries,
that
Pokemon, they just have to be able to be part of the game.
Then we have to
and
slow down the merchandise.
They sat there, and
dude.
They
it's like they
had
this shit figured out back in Gen 4, and I don't understand how
completely new models. That's why.
Then
they got merch, the wireframe animation, and it's like no, this is literally
they don't need just gaslighting your audience.
The problem is
they're
stupider than they are.
What I think it is,
and it's like if you want to lie to us, that's fine. But understand there are people that are going to call you on that, and that like for me as a fan, like
that don't give a shit about it. I'm a little hesitant to pick up the next game.
I'm like,
eh,
maybe
business.
I'm fine. Like, And those
what am I really going to miss? Make
more rational
average
yeah.
experience. Like,
but the problem is, when
like,
they
I
start
kind of
making irrational decisions because they care more about the money than realizing that,
patch
hey,
and
the product
and, like,
is what got
my,
you here.
All
you can't forget about it. Like,
and it's like, why would I want to?
It just
there's
it
so many
me.
Other
good
teams
out there.
It kind of ties back to Power World. It's like, why would I play? Why would I pay $70
and now play
their draw finished turd? Would I go to an indie company?
Their company is like
right now. How much does it cost? $30.
Should you be making planes anymore?
I can go to like yeah, an indie company.
Pokemon
yeah, it's not
is,
Pokemon, but if I want that monster catching
like,
itch,
the games are going to be
with a
cons,
little bit more of a different gameplay.
It's going to be this crap show
and better
I
graphics.
I think generations kind of
yeah.
10,
I think 9 is like as good as it was for a lot of like
it because I already bought it.
I not think it is everybody, like and like I will say, I didn't buy Scarlet Violet later. I was like, you know what? Shit. I'll give it a shot. I was kind of wary about it, and then I saw like,
I mean,
like for me, like the graphics are just,
wait,
and they're
I haven't bought it yet.
Oh, graphics,
no, oh wait, I just realized, but it's like, no, these are just bad, like bad graphics.
Yes, it's on sale for $27, and your Nintendo Game Freak is going to sit there and whinge about bad, like glitching.
The Pokemon company specifically, well, if we
like, even if like the graphics were bad,
dude, it's like they had this shit figured out back in Gen 4. I don't understand how it's.
All right, here is they're fine.
Got merchandise. They can literally rip feed. They don't need to bum rush it out. The problem is that there's people,
and
what I think it is there's
like,
people in the Pokemon company that
own that's literally exactly what you can
like,
not even
it's the same problem you get with
any
business you have people
it's
that
not that,
don't give a shit about the product
yeah,
and that's
it's not
fine
that
because there's got to be people
it's
at the end of
the
business
towns are big, but it makes
and those
sense,
people
like
can make more rational decisions but the problem
livable,
is when they start to make irrational
like
decisions because they care more
like,
about the money than realizing that hey the
looks
product
real.
Is what got you here you can't forget about it like
hey we have
it just it baffles me I don't understand and
like how the fuck
what
did
happened?
Get to
what's happening
in
the boat?
Like, there's like
drop
no clear road.
And now Blade, they're dropping. You know, like there were moments.
And of course, you got like,
oh,
now the
God,
company
God.
Is like, ooh,
like
they complain. You know,
they,
of course,
like,
they got
like, oh, it's Pokemon.
Yeah,
but,
like,
oh, don't think of that.
Pokemon is
into it.
So,
like, we're not playing.
It brings
like,
you out of the real world.
The games are
going to
be VODs.
Like, it doesn't feel believable.
If it's going to be
world, doesn't
crap
feel
show.
Believable.
I don't think they.
I think generation kind of
like
10S.
Yeah, I think 9 like good as it was for a lot of like
game with a lot of Pokemon to choose from
not everybody and like
so,
I will admit I did
at least
buy Scarlet
there's
Violet
a lot of Pokemon
so I was like you know what I'll give it a shot I was kind
of
like, wary about
exciting.
It and I saw like for me like
it.
The graphics are just
but like going back into it
like
it's
like,
not
oh, the graphics
not
blah, blah, blah. But it's
yeah.
like no
by the way when whenever Gen 10 does come out
bad
sure we,
like just
I'll
bad
have to try to remember this episode again to get
30 FPS terrible but yeah it's just bad like
it's
so
sad for
like,
me, like growing up, like as a little
like,
kid,
even if,
I remember.
Like, the graphics
I remember
bad,
it's funny
like,
you're saying Scott's
world
yeah,
is boring.
That's the same
the
thing.
World
I
doesn't feel lived.
When I was, like,
it feels very like
I didn't know what I was doing. I was just going and exploring. You know how long it took me to get through
mess.
The dark cave.
Oh, here's a little town. Like,
I remember
town
even as an adult,
sense.
I'm like I get like PTSD seeing the fucking place, even though I know I can get in through there pretty easily. But like just having those memories,
that's literally exactly you. Like not even what I'm gonna look this up 6 months later.
And
it's
like to
big,
me,
it's
just so heartbreaking
yeah,
watching
it's not that
the
big
series
of a game.
Devolve
it's not like
into
the
because,
towns are big,
especially
because
we saw them
sense,
at the peak,
like
Park Gold, Show Silver.
It looks
like we saw them
it
be
like,
"This is what
live.
The fans want,"
like,
and like I
know,
don't understand like where
it
along
looks real.
The way they
whereas
lost
like
that.
I didn't feel that about
and lost
it
so
like, hey, we have a city
like it's like you just don't care anymore because you know if they went if you know like Nintendo has enough stake in the company,
there's like no clear road.
And maybe people have
you know like there were moments.
Love to be
and of
flying
course
along.
You
oh, sorry, conversations, but I almost guarantee you, if they went,
like,
the Game Freak
you know,
or one of the developers
like, oh,
went to Nintendo and said,
or,
"We're really
oh,
struggling.
That,
we want to get make
into,
a great
like,
game. Can we get some people
it
from
you out
Monolith
of
Soft, those people that made
like,
to help make Breath of the Wild?
That world
I don't know if you've ever heard of Xenoblade.
It feels meh.
But those
like,
games, the
overall excitement.
Oh, that was Xenogears. That was Xenogears, which that's a fun story too. I'll tell you that later. You'd get a kick out of that for meta like reasons, but those guys, Monolith Soft, helped make.
But like going back into it, like
some of these open world games, it's like if they had
by the way, when whenever Gen 10 does come out, we gotta make sure we I almost guarantee you, Nintendo would be like, absolutely.
Again, to get like,
sure, no problem.
Listen to her, like, let's send them over. Let's help.
But yeah, it's just
you would think. I mean, I like if I was Nintendo, I'd be like, yeah. Like growing up, I feel like a lot of it is Nintendo being hands off.
I remember. It's funny you're saying Scott's playing it.
But Nintendo is smart enough. Like as much as they piss me off for some stuff,
I didn't know what I was doing. I was just going and exploring. You know how long it took me to get through the dark cave.
They are smart.
Or even as an adult, I'm like, I get like PTSD seeing the fucking place, even though I know I can get in through there pretty easily. Like, I don't understand
having those memories of being like, oh,
how that's so hard to understand for
freak. I know. I feel like the developers want to do a good job, but
and like to me, it's just so heartbreaking watching what the series has devolved into, because especially because we saw them at the peak, like Heart Gold, Soul Silver. Like we saw them be like, and like I don't understand like where along the way they lost that. And lost it so clearly. Like, it's like, you just don't care anymore. Because you know if they went, if you know, like, Nintendo has such enough stake in the company.
I have a wish list.
And maybe if people have, maybe I'm wrong. And I would love to be a fly on the wall to hear these conversations. But I almost guarantee you, if they went, if Game Freak or one of the developers went to Nintendo and said, we're really struggling, we want to make this a great game, can we get some people from Monolith Soft, those people that made it? Help make Breath of the Wild, dude.
Michael?
I'm gonna. I don't know if you've ever heard of Xenoblade.
I'm gonna rage at this.
But those games.
I played.
That was Xenogears. That was Xenogears. Which that's right, a fun story. Be, I'll tell you about that later. You'd get a kick out of that for meta like right. reasons.
Yeah,
but those guys, Monolith Soft, helped make Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom, and some of their other these open world games. It's like if they had went to them and said,
"A modern,
we could really
Legends use Arceus style game."
I almost guarantee you, and they're like, "Absolutely, list. Okay, sure, no problem. Like, let's send them over. Let's help them polish." You would think. I mean, I like if I was
this
Nintendo, I'd be like, "Yeah, absolutely."
List.
I feel like
I
a lot of it is Nintendo
Legends,
being
Arceus,
like, yep, we know you have a lot of money.
Modern,
but
modern,
Nintendo is
like,
smart enough. Like
in,
as much
in
as
in the past,
that
would be great too.
For
but I want gems.
They do, and they help tone if they can be. Honestly, they are smart and they do understand the concept. I think Pokemon has forgotten fun. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand where that,
so, yeah,
how that's so hard to understand.
More,
for
free, I don't I feel like the developers want to do a good job, but
my wish list
is lacking. Sorry.
All right, so I also might be a
tyrant.
Modern Arceus, Legends Arceus for Kanto and Johto. All right. You want to hear my
second
wish list?
One is
I'm in Generation 10. I want a new open region like Paldea. We lose Michael. We must make it Breath of the Wild. Give us scaling. Michael. Pokemon
no.
Gym scaling. I have wishes. Shouldn't be that hard. Right? You can
pretty
pick
exciting.
Item wherever you go.
I feel like
whatever route you want to
go.
Whatever gym. But depending on what you pick,
when
the Pokemon choices will be
but,
different.
Since we're away
this
from
isn't hard.
On wherever
I know this because I
use my
phone. Maybe I have a Pokemon D&D version that
dude,
I made with my whole map.
I'm gonna,
I did this for 40
I'm gonna
gyms.
Raise this headset.
And I literally
what
just
was your question?
Every level or you don't even have to do level. You simply just like
for the
what gym badge
or...
do you have?
Alright, should be that's
wish
that's
the team you face. I did that for gyms. And yeah, for my my wish list
that
for
still
new
working
Pokemon
on
games. Eventually we will get there. This is okay. Number one,
I think it would be great for the channel. Anyway.
A modern,
so good.
Legends Arceus style.
Also
game. Want to
play it, not be the DM.
Oh, you're going
Kanto
to
the
wish list. Okay.
Regardless, new region, Breath of the Wild with
this
scaling.
Is my, this is my wish list.
Yeah.
I want an Arceus, Legends, Arceus,
yes, that's
Kanto,
literally
Johto,
what I would say
modern,
right there. Like,
modern,
on,
not
like, just
like in the
I
past
want,
would be great too, but I want gyms.
Everything you said there, like, yeah, I don't even, like, even
gyms,
if it's just 8 gyms,
I want all 16 of them, I want
Marvel,
Soul Silver,
like a nice
yeah,
open
right,
world,
sorry,
Legends, sorry, really, polished.
On a polish, believable.
So, yeah, that's
something I have a more modern,
or
I would say it's not, it's more. I know it would be a huge project, but like, that's the game.
That's the game.
Modern
Arceus,
Legends story. Make the villains villainy, not like my second one is for Generation 10. Like actually,
I
want
them
new
like,
open region.
Yeah,
Team
Rocket
like,
was perfect. Corporate crime,
evil,
right there. White collar criminals.
Like, we're stealing Pokemon.
Give
with
us
like with a mobster vibe.
Pokemon
no.
gym
yeah.
scaling shouldn't be that hard.
Right? You could pick I'm going to try to destroy the world or whatever route. Yo, whatever gym. We're like depending on what you pick. Or is it party?
My choices
go
be
Marty. We're going to get in your way. Like, even
this isn't par.
That's a fine something.
I know this because I
have a Pokemon D&D version that I made with a full map.
That is
like, I'm going to destroy the world. But
more like,
yeah, we have some every level. Or you don't even have to do levels.
So that's what that's just like. What
this one I put on your mobile retro game. That's the team you face.
Or mobile game.
Yes.
And you already talked about the algorithm
that I'm still working on.
I want Nintendo to release their old games for phones, Switches, and Steam Decks.
I think it would be great for the
emulators.
Basically, what emulators are. Like,
I would.
Just leave. Also, I want to play
100%.
It. Not buy it.
I don't know.
I still have emulators.
But like, it would. But like,
new region.
If you hate emulators with scaling level system, and more than
honestly,
like,
yeah,
I would love to play.
That's literally what I would say, like, right there, like,
fast version.
All I want is pretty much everything you said there. Like, yeah, I don't even like even if it's just eight gyms, just a polished experience at this point, like a nice
mobile
open world
for phones,
polished
Switch and Steam Deck,
polished,
I believe,
brand new,
like that.
Comes a while, but more modern. Like, it's not.
Okay.
I know it would be a huge project. But I'm like, that's the game. That's the game we want.
I think
we
just
be thought into it. Puts thought into
it. Would be a solid idea.
The villains, villainy, not like
cool sprites.
You know, be the same Pokemon. Humps. In fact, like
you
actually
do
make
it
based on
like,
Gen 8 or Gen 9.
Yeah, Team Rocket was perfect. Corporate crime, white collar criminals,
stealing Pokemon
with the mobster vibe.
Like Gen 9 would be
interesting.
Would be very different.
Yeah, not like I'm going to try to destroy the world or
I have two more, and I thought of one in that
art. Or for Marty.
Go Marty, we're going to get in your way. Like,
let's
even,
go Johto.
That's a fine sub villain, but like,
call it Let's Go
Johto. You know, some evil
bringing
corporation.
It's the same
that
isn't
like
as Let's Go
world, but more like,
it's far.
Yeah,
it's
we have some
easy,
evil
players.
That's why I like Let's Go Eevee.
So that's what
those
two.
Those games are.
This one
back.
I have to turn on your red, but I can play
retro games. Or mobile games.
I can either play myself, my kid.
You already talked about
I can join my kid and help them on their own adventure.
I want Nintendo to release their old games for phones, Switches, and Steam Decks.
My last one.
Emulators.
I think this would be
basically what emulators are.
Golden
I
Switch
would.
Is legal.
100%.
Buy it?
I don't
They
know.
Already made it.
I still
dude,
have
Pokken was tight,
but like,
brother.
It would, but like, if you hate emulators,
Pokken, but like with 40 characters.
Like, I would
like
love to
Smash
play
Bros. Style
a fast Switch game.
Or a
like
fast
that
like,
game
would
sell. And I feel like this is a wish list, but I feel like another game,
Nintendo,
especially
for
Switch,
phones,
has these games that are just
Switch
fly out amazing.
And Steam Deck,
right? Like, a brand
Breath
new
of the Wild,
like that.
Like they just went out and just made an elite game.
Yep.
Like I you could complain about the style.
I
know,
it's not
like,
Zelda.
It would
like,
be
you
a solid idea.
Game.
But you can't say it's not
Blue
a great
sprites,
game. Be the same Pokemon.
I was never a fan of Zelda.
You could just do
Breath
it based
off
Gen 8 or Gen 9.
I played Breath of the Wild and like, holy shit, this game's fucking
make it
2D.
Phenomenal.
Make the sprites.
And then
I
got
into
the
it.
War of Zelda.
I feel like
it was a great game
Gen 9 would be,
and then the war was great.
Interesting.
Super Mario
would be very different.
Super Mario Odyssey,
like, a different style.
I don't. I think
but
it's
yeah.
like for me, it's a little overrated.
I have two more,
but I can't
I
say
one
it's
and
not
I completely
great.
Forgot it. Right? I can't say that like, they didn't put
Let's Go Johto.
It's a 3D game with like 2D elements into it that makes you
call
like,
it Let's Go
Johto. Live, bringing the nostalgia, but also gives you something
it's
same game.
It's like
another game that does this so
far
so well.
Easy.
Super Mario.
You can get your kids into it.
That's why I like Let's Go Eevee as one of the
like that game is like
too, it's like
it,
Fire Red,
yes, but I can play with
something new. It gives you a wonder seed and just changes
I
myself
whole
my game.
Joins
Fire
join my
world
kid and help them on their own adventure.
But then it does
brings you
down.
Back. It reminds you of Super Mario World.
My last one
reminds you of Super Mario 3. It
I
reminds you of all the
games,
games, all the great nostalgia
games.
But then it gives you something
for
Nintendo.
They already made
this is the
Mario
Kart
was tight.
I already talked about Poke 8 with DLC. Great game, like it
yeah.
Pokken
like, started like
great
with
game.
40 characters,
okay.
like
and then they brought
in the
DLC,
and then they like, for Switch,
like
that
DLC
game with
itself,
brought in 2-player, and they're like, you know what? Instead
and,
of giving you
and,
a,
I feel like this is a
game,
wish list, but I feel like
we're just gonna give you
Nintendo
DLC,
especially
so
for a
play,
Switch,
has
one
these
game
games that are just
wild, amazing.
Right?
Not all
like,
of them are great,
Breath of the Wild.
God damn. Seriously,
like, that is like they just all went out and just made.
I'm getting a buffet of Mario Kart.
Like, I mean, it's pretty, you can complain about the style. That game is not great in the abundance. Like, you can make that complaint.
Super Smash
Bros. But you can't say it's not a great.
The Wii version was fucking awful.
And it wasn't awful. I was never a fan of Zelda until
Breath of the Wild. It was awful because it was basically.
I played Breath of the Wild, like, holy shit, this game's fucking.
Wait, it wasn't a lot
there. It was kind of just bare bones. And then I got into.
I'm going to fight you on that one, but.
It was a great game.
Because I thought it was tight that you could do like the 3DS. Like, that was cool. Like, hey, we're gonna make it for both platforms.
It was fun. I don't. I think it's like for me, it's a little overrated. But I can't say it's not great.
Wii U.
It's fine.
It was a decent game, but it was very 3D
game with like 2D.
Compared to this, the way that makes you like
Super Smash Bros. Ultimate,
the nostalgia, but also gives you something completely new.
Doesn't compare.
And another game that's like working so well is Super Mario Wonder
with. Not just everything, we're also giving you multiple.
Like, that game is, like,
that's something new. It gives you a wonder seed and just changes the whole game.
Like, it gives you this really cool moment.
Single story.
But then it brings you back.
On top of that, we're giving you every character we
remember. We're giving
you Super Mario 3. It reminds you of all the games, all the greatness, all the one giant game. I'm like, goddamn.
Yeah.
Can't Pokemon just do that?
Mario Kart.
I already talked about it. 8. The DLC.
One! Goddamn time!
Great just game.
Do that.
Like it
gave us like everything we wanted.
Just okay.
And then they brought
every Pokemon. And then they like, for
every Pokemon
brought the DLC.
Polish.
Yeah, people would be fine with that. Like, I think actually in some ways that'd be the best Pokemon.
Another game.
No, I'll say fuck Go 5 because Go 5 because
you're fine. You can play one game with 96 tracks.
What's that?
Not all, but 3 years,
2027.
But goddamn, like that is phenomenal.
You're just
2026.
I'm getting a buffet of Mario Kart,
and they give us
an ultimate,
pretty great quality Mario Kart.
No, that game is just I don't know if it, I think it would need a lot more time.
Super
personally,
Smash Bros.
Like looking and seeing like how game development has kind of exploded.
And it wasn't awful because it was a bad game.
I do
it was
think
awful because it was
I think you're on the money. Like regardless, they just I think. The number
Wait,
one
just
Wii
wasn't
U was
a lot
time.
It was kind of
quit releasing
these
half. I'm gonna fight you on that one, but like,
let them sit in
the
oven
you could do
a little bit
3DS.
Longer,
like
that
Scarlet
was
and Violet,
cool.
Like, hey, we're gonna
a
make
bad
it
game.
It was
have, like, the core gameplay loop and values. It's the like I love the AXP. Like some
Wii,
of the
Wii U.
Candy.
Wii U. It's fine.
Wait,
it was like it was
one of the best
decent game.
Like helped inspire the system. And like the and then like adding in like Arceus stuff of like catching multiple stuff Pokemon makes it more rewarding like
that
stuff like that is really cool. It's the problem is they don't take their time. It's just not polished. The game is fine. It's the
that's the other game.
The graphics, it's the fidelity of it all. It's like it just kills like the experience. Like I know a lot of my friends that play Pokemon games and love them all.
We're giving you every other
pilot. They're just not interested.
You ever made. We're just putting it into one giant game, and I'm like, God damn!
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Can't Pokemon just do that for once?
Yeah.
We're sick of your gooey ass shit. What? Goddamn time! Just do that.
Knock it off.
Give us like everything we want. Gen 10
full
every Pokemon.
Not
every Pokemon polished.
Yeah, people would be fine with that. Like, I think actually, in some ways, that would be the best in the Pokemon.
I'm just going off.
No, I'll say fuck Go 5 because Go 5 because here's the thing.
I'm also half-baked cookies now.
What's that?
It's 3 years, 2020.
Yeah, I think we all agree. I think most Pokemon fans
we can go back. 2026.
The graphics don't need to be great.
Breath of the Wild was an ultimate Pokemon game.
I don't know if it, I think it would need
graphics.
It's not
gra-
I shouldn't say graphics because like
graphics
and how game development has
kind of
aesthetic
exploded.
And atmosphere be graphics.
But I do,
but there
think
needs to be a level.
Of
you're on the money. Like regardless,
to it.
They
that's
need,
what
I think
it is.
The number one thing comes down to is to
yeah.
Like I don't care if the world's kind of cartoony
and half baked,
goofy looking.
Like,
but just
let them sit in the oven
a little bit
longer.
Give them that
like
Scarlet and Violet isn't a bad game at like
it doesn't
like,
look at Mario Odyssey. Is that like
is that like
last
I love the
level,
like holy shit,
like,
this
is like,
candy
really
system?
Impressive. What
great.
I'm looking at here,
one of the best
no,
things.
But you're like,
go
wow,
I really like
the ambiance
of this
world. This is
and like the and then like adding in like Arceus stuff of like catching multiple Pokemon makes it more rewarding. Like and stuff like that is really cool. It's the problem is
just
they don't take their time.
It's
just not polished.
The
game is fine.
You can see like a little bit of
the graphic. It's the fidelity of
it
all. It's like it just kills
the
experience.
Like
I know a lot of my friends that have played Pokemon games and love them all.
Champion,
haven't played
Scarlet
Violet.
That's a great game. It's just everything else about the world sucked. All right. We are... I guess we have a little bit of time, but I think we have shit here near our deadline.
Sure, we got time. I got pulled up again here to
refresh. Not going to talk about Bracket a little bit, but full-baked shit. Full-baked. Yeah, so
not overbaked.
I'm doing a Pokemon Bracket on half TikTok.
A quarter-baked.
And I didn't know I'm just going to expect that. That's going to be a lot. I've also done 4 to 5 videos.
I've also made half-baked
4, and it turned into 5. The last, the fifth one is always a pitch.
Yeah, I think we all agree. I think most Pokemon fans agree.
And I... The graphics
I think are going decently.
I will say for the Sweet 16... I have no upset any of the one through the
game origins. It's not I shouldn't say graphics. It's just, like, graphics. I think I'm like, what is it? Aesthetic and atmosphere graphics.
Like,
but there needs to be a level of polish to it. That's right. What it is. It's half baked.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if the world's kind of cartoony and like goofy looking. But just commit to it and have it be like nice,
like it's not necessarily
aesthetically pleasing.
I'm
like,
look at the
it doesn't like look at Mario Odyssey. Is that like Last of Us level? Of like, you're like, holy shit, this is like really impressive. What I'm looking at here. No, but you're like, wow, I really like the ambiance of this world. This is really cool.
No, it's just probably because women like basketball players stay and they can actually build.
Breath of the Wild is like, I don't know, it wasn't realistic.
It's like. The it was just like, leave for really cool, like the music in the background. I mean, you like see sports. The trees, you know, like you can sports see a little bit of like
the pixels.
For my bracket, like it's the mood, it's the vibe, or like even Sword and Shield, where they did the
how the scenes
the,
go.
I literally can't get like, that's basically what people told
like,
me
in that moment. That's how I felt.
It's
just everything else,
first surprises.
All right.
A big surprise in
I guess we have a little bit of time, but
my number one seed near our Dragonite
set for ourselves.
We should talk about the bracket a little bit. Those are my top four seeds. Yeah, so
no, sorry, I'm still
I'm doing a Pokemon bracket on TikTok.
And
I know I didn't know what to expect.
One person complained about Pikachu
and I'm not seeing the contest. I ended up being 4 and it turned into like 5.
The last the fifth one is
like go to any school, Pikachu is like the best mom. Like, and kids want to vote for Pikachu and no one else. Like,
I think
Pikachu
it's going decently well.
I will say for the Sweet 16,
but I mean, some people are like, Pikachu,
I have no upsets. Like, it's 1 through 4 in each bracket.
It is what you want to vote.
I'm like,
strength.
And I have a question, and I love every comment that I got so far.
Did I get the top 4 seed?
The people who spend time.
Or is everyone like just 3 or 4
styles? I don't know like which why they vote, and usually it's like for typing reasons.
I feel like
it's
go,
Gen 1, this person.
Like, it's not necessarily the same person.
Oh, I'm going to look at the beat
scare
bracket.
So that's like,
based off March Madness, the NCAA.
And like, that's exciting.
Cool. Women's and men's.
Keep voting with that
basketball. I say women's first because women's is more exciting.
It's not how I designed the tournament.
I kind of just women
decided like,
which Pokemon do you like more?
And, like, they can actually build a
but I like that everyone just like, I don't get on philosophy and who like, should vote.
And I think
the best players
in that way, it'd be more boring if it's like, who's the best
want? Then sports.
You can kind of just
sports
like, ball
it
vote by typing.
Unless it was just
my bracket.
Randomize.
I tried asking people.
Looking at the Dragonite bracket, because I have Dragonite number 1, Gengar.
I literally just did the
scene. I thought about switching it
before
I
how I felt.
Gengar.
For surprises.
A couple surprises in the
big surprise in the bracket.
Tentacool.
My
number 1 seeds, I'll just go from there, is Dragonite, Eevee.
That was the only surprise in this bracket.
I thought it was
in top 4 seeds. Like,
no, sorry, I'm just still reading.
That's the Zubat of the Sea. Lost you there. You're very silent for a while.
I know
it is.
Zubat of the Sea.
One person complained about
it. I like Chanty.
Yeah.
It's like, a pocket
contest.
Water poison.
He is like,
I like it more now. I fucking hate it.
Like, go to any school, Pikachu is like the
Zubat
best mom.
So,
kids want to vote Pikachu and no one else.
Looking at this bracket,
the second round, the best seeds
won.
Dragonite
beat Tauros.
Aerodactyl ended up sweeping Tentacool.
It is what you want to vote for.
Arcanine beat.
Is it
Arcanine really beat a lot of comments? And I'll go
for
every comment
that I got
like,
so far.
Or am
I any comment?
I like Arcanine more than
time.
Electabuzz wins,
so I have
3 or 4
solid sentences
of
like why they
1 through 4.
Usually it's like 4 typing
reasons. Like, oh, it's Gen 1.
I'm moving ahead.
My
Aerodactyl, Arcanine,
that's like 4 or 5
months
for the day.
And
I'm like, cool.
Not new. Well, not, you can say the luck. You can say who you think should win. It's not how I designed the tournament. I kind of just
because right now it's still Dragonite versus Aerodactyl, Arcanine versus Gengar.
But I like that everyone just has like their own philosophy.
So I think if you vote to choose between Dragonite and Aerodactyl,
it'd be more boring if it's like who's the best.
Dragonite will probably win, but I do prefer Aerodactyl in terms of like Aerodactyl's design is just sick.
Unless it was just completely old school
dinosaur kind of vibe. But I think Dragonite
looking at the
because
Dragonite bracket,
that
because I have Dragonite number
happy
one,
boy.
Gengar's number two.
So then
I
think
switching him,
I think Gengar wins, even though Arcanine. But Arcanine could be like an upset if you did have him. So then
couple surprises
but
in the
I think
first
it'll be,
round.
I think it'll be Gengar.
Tentacool Breed Executor.
Ooh,
he's the best
Gengar
of
the sport, or Dragonite. I gotta give it to Gengar, man. I think Gengar would win.
I thought it was interesting. Tentacool, that's the Zubat of the scene. I think I have Gengar. Was I wrong?
Zubat of the
scene.
I feel like Dragonite is just.
I like
it. It all depends on how people are voting. If we're just going off like completely stylist, I'd be like, who's the favorite?
I like it more now. I fucking hated Tentacool as a kid.
Yeah.
I hated Zubat as a kid. So
and on to the next.
Look at this.
You're going to look at
the second round. The best seeds was Dragonite beat Tauros. Aerodactyl ended up being. We're looking at Cerulean. This is like I very much Arcanine beaters. Like Arcanine barely beat Bulbasaur. That was the last like vote where I'm like, ooh. I like Arcanine.
So Arcanine's win.
Look at
the
first round.
Victory Bell on the chance.
I'm surprised with that too.
Shit.
So out of this,
I'm moving ahead. Michael, who do you think wins? Dragonite, Aerodactyl, Arcanine, or Gengar? Mm. Oh, hold on. I'm going through. Marowak
was
four.
Beat Kangaskhan.
Not new. You can say not two. You can say who you. Kingdom be
the
sure.
Let me just look at this here because it all kind of depends on who the heads are. Because right now it's still Dragonite versus Aerodactyl.
I thought Butterfree would at least have like the more nostalgia factor.
So I think if you
want
to choose between Dragonite and Aerodactyl,
and then out there,
Dragonite
would
probably win, but I do prefer Aerodactyl in terms of like Aerodactyl's design is just sick. Like old school dinosaur kind of vibe.
Surprisingly strong.
But I think Dragonite would win because it really loves that. Happy boy. So then I think Gengar wins, even though Arcanine. But Arcanine could be like an upset if he did have him. So then I think it'll be Gengar. Gengar or Dragonite? I gotta give it to Gengar, man. I think Gengar would.
I get it though,
because like just starter, you know.
I think I have Gengar. Did I make a
I think Charizard beats Ninetales.
It
all depends on how people are voting. If we're just going off like stylistically, everybody bitches about Charizard, but Charizard will probably win.
Yeah.
Because the Zard always wins.
To
the next
Charizard
see. It was the next regular look at that.
Probably. We'll see. Mm-hmm. We're looking at Cerulean. This is like I very much had this the starters. Like
Pikachu
I'm like, I want one. Blastoise, Venusaur, the Charizard.
This one was like
a little wonky because I feel like this would be a variant. So again,
look at
one this
round,
1-4. Victory Bell over Machina.
I'm surprised with that.
The only surprise shit.
So out of this round,
when I think about it, maybe I put Chansey at 6. I thought looking at the matchups, Pikachu,
which
I thought was not too decent amount. King got pretty close after that. I was
between Nidoqueen and King Nidoking. Nidoking got
I thought,
a couple votes.
I thought Butterfree.
Alakazam won by
out of the
years.
This all depends on people go typing or design.
And then out there, it's
Nidoking and Pikachu's
right. Huh? Ninetales. Surprisingly strong. Charizard and Golem was closer than Bala B, but Charizard
and Golem
had a lot.
It switches.
Blastoise beat Kingler by a lot, but there was a lot of people getting more votes for Kingler. And that was one of them on the video. I was like, I didn't want to make this vote. But
Lapras versus Gyarados
and Eevee versus Venusaur and Marowak. Venusaur won the draft, and that's the next one we'll talk about.
Yeah, I can see Nidoking beating Pikachu.
Yeah,
I get it. Though, like, just starter. And then I think Snorlax beats Alakazam. Or that's going to be close.
I
think Charizard
beats
Ninetales. I could see it going either way.
Everybody
bitches about Charizard, but Charizard is great with that one. But I think Nidoking might actually be
Pikachu.
Zard always wins. Also, Pikachu is hashtag.
So I could see Pikachu winning just for that.
Right, I have
if it does go off design, the Pikachu next bracket.
He sweeps.
Pikachu is the number one seed,
personally.
And this one was
but
like
if it goes off like types, so then I think it would be like Nidoking and
yeah,
probably.
I mean, it's again, it's one and one through four. Makes
and
it.
Then out of the two of them, I think Alex.
The only surprise is Primate over Chansey. And when I think about it, maybe I put Chansey too high. I think this is the bracket. I don't know. I thought Chansey would have been a little more.
He's going to win, I think.
Looking at the matchup,
I don't know
this one. I hope it's Alakazam.
A decent amount.
But I also really love Nidoking too, so I'd be okay with Nidoking. Got it, but I feel like that'd be a surprise for me. Alakazam,
Snorlax,
and Pikachu.
Pikachu,
I'm just like, I'm waiting for Pikachu's down.
It all depends on people who are typing or design. That's where it matters. Nidoking and Pikachu's
are great. And some people have done that.
What was that?
Yeah. We'll see.
I
think it depends.
All
the switches
through the last
bracket. This is the matchups that are playing today. It's
Gyarados.
Yep,
I'm here now. My
Eevee, which is Lapras versus Gyarados, and Eevee versus.
I
can see Nidoking beating
Nidoking wins.
So Eevee versus Poliwrath. And then I think where it goes off design or does it go off?
That's going to be close.
If it goes off type, then Poliwrath sweep wins.
I could see it going. Honestly, I could see it going either way. I could see it going either way.
I could see that one. It's cool.
So, but I think Nidoking might actually beat Pikachu.
Then,
but unless they go
Eevee versus Lapras,
hashtag iconic. But I'd like to see Lapras win.
So I could see Pikachu winning just for that.
If it's if it does go off design, Pikachu
wins. Eevee versus Poliwrath.
But I personally. Based off what I've seen, it seems to be going after design.
I think it would be
Eevee right on. So
I'm going to go ahead and say Eevee. And then out of the two of them, I think Alakazam would beat Nidoking.
I mean,
then I think
Eevee
wins.
Yeah,
I think
Eevee
wins there.
Eevee
wins
sweep
the bracket if that's the case.
I think Gengar is going to win. I think Charmander is going to win. I don't know in this one. I hope
tell you where we're at right now.
But I will see. I also
like
really Poliwrath
and Eevee,
too,
or
so the, but I feel like that'd be a surprise for me. Snorlax and Pikachu, I'd be okay with. Pikachu, I'm just like, I'm waiting
both
for Pikachu.
I just look now.
I'm waiting for Pikachu.
I'm sick of Pikachu doing
the cell
work.
Eevee and Poliwrath, some people have.
Poliwrath at one point was winning to the point where I was like, wait,
but. I didn't think Poliwrath was going to be funky again.
I'm surprised.
This
is the matchups
that
are playing today.
Yep, I'm here now. My
EVN team, not just Poliwrath.
Last one,
Mike, what you hear is, I'm like, ooh.
I think
Then
I think you did
Eevee
the seeding
Lapras,
right, but in that, like in one case,
but
I
let's
see
Lapras
interesting to just completely randomize it
to
really force people to be like,
design,
you know what I mean? Because then it's like,
yeah,
like first round, all of a sudden it's Charizard versus Blastoise. I feel
based off what I've seen, it seems to be going.
You know what I mean? Like whereas, like if they get like a head start, they're gonna sweep. They're gonna just sweep through like stuff like Victory Bell or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like for the memes. Like when all of a sudden, like
I think
you ever watched that Twitch thing with Pokemon Blue?
You win sweep the bracket.
He was obsessing over Omanyte for a while there. Like you get like I'm assuming you're gonna do this in 2020.
Can I tell you where we're?
I'd almost
right
say
now?
Like randomize that shit just that way.
Like Poliwrath and even because
I think
if you're asking
if I think you got like seeding right in terms of like popularity,
both of them. Both of them. I just looked now because I got some more votes in.
I don't think you're wrong
on
that.
They're counting Eevee and Poliwrath are even. And Poliwrath at one point was winning to the point where I was like, wait, what? I didn't think Poliwrath would make it this far.
For top four, I'm just
and I'm surprised. That was like my big surprise. I didn't think
maybe
Kangaskhan and Chansey's too high at 60.
Because
I have like three, not just Poliwrath, CP and
Eevee. Like, do I have the champ to
like five in Boston?
I had Eevee winning this competition.
I don't know. I'm like, something's curious. And I didn't put all the Pokemon because I could put all of them.
I haven't really been wrong so far. It's a 1-4.
I don't
Can you answer that question? Do you think it's
I think Seal's winning? Right?
Like, I don't think or is it or Sea King's
some
winning.
Type of like
Porygon? I had never heard anyone say
Porygon's my favorite. What do you think?
Haley's trying to
revile. I'm looking there.
See, it depends. In some ways, I almost feel like I think you did the seeding right, but in that, like in one case, like, it almost would have been interesting to just complete.
I think Voltorb was the last one I didn't put in.
To really force people to be like, you know what I mean? Because then it's like, I did first round, all of a sudden it's Charizard versus Blastoise. People would be like, oh shit. You know what I mean? Like, whereas, like, if they get like a head start, they're gonna sweep. They're gonna just sweep through like stuff like Victory Bell or whatever. It's like it's like for the memes. Like, we're all of a sudden like, you ever watched that Twitch thing where they played Pokemon Blue, and then everybody was obsessing over Ominite for a while there? I'm assuming you're doing this in 2025. I'd almost say like randomize that shit just that way.
I think if you're asking if I think you got seeding right
in terms of like popularity or like who would win, then yes, I think you got it right.
Kind of just like
sure.
talk.
I don't think you're wrong.
Pokemon
wrong
I would do for each gym if I can only pick like one version of that Pokemon per gym. So like thinking Gardevoir, I can't have Gardevoir.
I had no idea. Like fairy
insect, it has to be one. And just like,
I
what
I think
look
this
like
is
with
how
them.
I would rank it.
But yeah, I think I'm going to be on chances to buy it at 6 cents.
I have like threes.
And kind of like
working
my family.
It says become
like, I get well, maybe do I have a chance to buy at 5?
I still got
to go watch
it. I don't know. Some things are curious. And I didn't put all the Pokemon because I couldn't put all of them.
Season 2
just ended.
How far are they through the series?
I don't think Seal is winning.
Pretty good.
I don't think Gold.
I would say
Sea King is winning. It's too Oregon. I'm like, I never.
I think
anyone
said
Oregon's my favorite. Seasons would be.
Tries to put
Wild
in there.
I'm missing one other.
I think that's about right. I think we're.
Yeah.
I did. I'm trying to think.
Oh, we're at issue 35.
Issue like
I think episode 8 of.
I think Voltorb was lost
in the episode,
so, like,
but they also
kind of
go back.
It's a mod.
Oh, you did. I didn't see
a lot of content
there.
So we did Voltorb.
I don't know. There's a lot of materials. There's the Invincible War, Voltramite War.
Yeah,
9 seed,
I guess.
9 seed against Golem,
I believe.
And there's like,
but yeah,
just
after that,
when this podcast comes out, we will
conflicts. I think season 3 is
in
the tournament, we'll be
Invincible War,
and
so
yeah,
and then season 4 will be
Don't Hold
My War.
TikTok, follow along if you want to hear more.
So, yeah, there's a lot more stuff, a lot more
if you
want to see
her win,
a lot more she'll
bracket.
And
but
I think
that's
about it. I'm gonna do more Pokemon.
Unless you have anything,
I haven't figured out quite what I'm
working
around. Yep. I'm thinking about like making my own gyms.
I already
done this,
so, Michael.
And kind of just like talk.
Guys, thank you for checking out this episode.
Future of Pokemon.
What are the best games?
What's your wish
for
gym
Pokemon?
So like thinking Gardevoir.
I can't have
Facebook
Gardevoir
in Fairy and Psychic. It has to be
once.
And just like what it would look like with that
once in a while. Threads, Instagram, TikTok for sure. I'm on there
daily.
And kind of like working on videos
become.
Probably,
but maybe other
comments
too.
Talking
about
that type of stuff, like what
thanks for having me, buddy.
What is your wish list that came out
today?
Thank
you.
I will.
Except for that one. All right. Season 2 just ended today.
How far are they through
season
the series?
Pretty good. I would say. I think they said 7 or 8 seasons would be enough to cover it. I think that's about right. I think I'm trying to think where we're at. We're at issue 30, 40. I think episode 8 of season 2 is like in the 30s in the episode, but they also kind of go back and forth with a lot of contents. So I don't know. There's a lot of materials left. There's the Invincible War, Voltramite War. Spoilers, I guess. And there's like a bunch of other stuff after that. That's like the next two main conflicts. I think season 3 is going to be Invincible War at the end, and then season 4 will be Voltramite War. Maybe. So yeah, there's a lot more stuff, a lot more crazy characters. I love that show. It's fun. But I think
it's a good spot.
Unless you have anything else, Michael, I think this is where we're going to wrap up.
I think so. So, Michael, thank you. Guys, thank you for checking out this episode. The future of Pokemon. What are the best games? What's your wish list? What do you want for Pokemon? Let me know on Facebook. Let me know on X. Barely use X, but I'll check it out every once in a while. Threads, Instagram, TikTok for sure. I'm on there daily. I will be putting a video probably of this podcast too, talking about that type of stuff. Like, what is
thanks for having me, buddy.
Games, what is your wish list? Let me know. Michael, thank you. All right. And my mouse is working.